hello, and thank you for listening to the What the Hell Show. All of our DJs are busy right now, but if you'd like to continue holding, please stay on the line. A DJ will be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. To ensure quality broadcasting, all listeners will be monitored. To order the upgrade package to the What the Hell Show, please let the DJs know. Thank you for choosing Rant Radio as your radio station. Please remember to turn in your family and friends to the nearest police station for fabulous prizes. Chocolate rations are up to 2 points. Please remember to keep Rant Radio on at all times. Inspections are Sunday, Wednesday, and every second Friday. Hello, thank you for choosing Rant Radio. How may I direct your call?
Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them, and I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say, and now when I want voices, I can hear them every time I want to.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Goes on sale.
All right, here we are. Back once again is the What the Hell Show,
and week number 91.
Week number 91.
Week. So I do have line record this week.
We do have line record this week.
Yeah, as opposed to last week, where they had 20 minutes of nothing. No, it is week 91. That is not a lie.
Week 91?
I don't say show. I say week 91.
It is week 91.
Yeah.
Not show 91.
All right, that's acceptable.
All righty.
Good. Stamp of approval from Drexel.
Speaking of...
Because that's what we really need for all the things in our lives.
Well, we gotta know
if it's going to be okay. Stamp of approval from Private Drexel.
Well, you got to have some standards.
Figure out.
Wow, that's pretty low.
And if you need a standard...
that's the one to...
Why not mine? There's none better.
Well, I think actually lower.
All right, so let's go around the room.
If you consider that lowered expectations, you haven't been listening.
Dun, 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 dun. And the flame war continues here on Rant Radio, starting with, we're going to go with, start with girl on the left, I guess.
Hey.
Girl on the left. Girl from the far left.
girl from almost falling off the couch, so she's so far left.
Girl from the National Socialist Party. Okay, and then we have, who's 14 and horny. Yes, we're going to paint you with one hell of a color. We have a 14, never mind. Okay, so we have...
come on, it's getting old.
And we got Inky.
Hi there, my pinky hurts.
Okay.
Why does
and of course,
hurt?
We have back from Black Op Photo Shoots, we have Ronan Sariat.
The first Ronan Sariat. Oh,
that's okay. That's okay. To come is bad. Then we have a brand new. Then we have a brand new cult member who just showed up on the page today. Nomad Centaur.
Hey out there.
And yes, he really is that big. Okay, and then we have a Ronan Medic.
Good evening, everyone.
And then over to 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Mmm, gum.
We got those really nasty sour gums, you know, those really ugly, evil.
It's your own.
Yeah, it's like it hits you and then you feel like you just did like 10
minutes. I am kill everybody.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay.
Great.
And then we have Private Drexel.
Hey, what's happening?
And we have an extra special guest star in the house tonight, all the way from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Pog. Hi. What's up and shit?
The hair. I'm blind. I'm blind.
And with the striking bright green hair. And your fatness himself. Yes, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Holy fatness.
Holy, your holy fatness, your lardness, which is Sean K. Yes, I'm determined that I am one fat piece of shit and I need to exercise.
Sim, rub his belly for luck.
Yes, rub my belly.
It's white Buddha. Blue Buddha. It's
coming,
all bad.
Coming from one who is also not so great, I cannot comment.
Shut up. The last time I went swimming, fucking little Zodiacs pulled up and wouldn't let me get onto the beach, okay? So, like,
so we're all part of the group. Sim. And we have Sumerian, but he's not really important. He's the only guy who started this whole thing and runs the station.
No big deal.
Nobody
knows. Who's
Don't
that?
Pay attention.
Who the fuck?
Who let him into the building?
Yeah, no chef.
Take the chair, peon.
All right. So there's a room. I'll fold it.
It's Ed the Sock, the living incarnate.
Watch it, medic. See the stupid joke coming up.
This is what happens when you leave that extra sock in the dryer a little bit too long, okay?
Gains intelligence.
At least I don't smell like one Uncle Doc.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun.
Ah! Yes, the flame war continues fast and furious here on Rant Radio. Flamethrowers everywhere. We need a flamethrower.
No, not in this room, please. No open flame.
No open flame allowed in this room.
No shit.
Well, we can ban one or the other. I think it's easier just to say no open flame. Though.
Yeah, a little easier to get
Let's
rid of.
Let's go through the MIRC.
67 people there. Here we go. Mr. Echo, Solid Zero, Cenobites, Babs, Firefly, Snorgasm, Deckers, Illusion, Integrity, Jordath, Moore, Kodiak Live, Waif Boy, Hunter Orion, Flesh Shippers, Melancholic, Paradox, Rooster, Gargles, Breaker One, Devnull, Josh K, KGHI, Raskin Olikoff, Hungan Delirium, Levity, Emilio, Soul Raper, Nomad, Zutroid, D Synapse, Half Elf, Infaloop, Judas, Kexler, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Orphan, Poison Cheeto, Prophets, Nixter 4, Colidio, Jill, Music God 1, Omega, Romeo Jr., Smokehouse, Charles Soul Trance, Starbaby, UXB, Zerstor, Stunned by Gloom Bunny, Ronan Sonsoak, Ronan Templar Knight, Vampire Asmodee. It's the only vampire that ever
Ronan
shows up.
Ronan Sonsoak, I don't think I recognize your name. I don't mean that you're not there, but I don't recognize your name. Somebody get verification.
It's not New Blood?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
You posted him on the list. I checked it out today.
Okay.
Too many goddamn people, huh?
Well, when you put 47 people up in one day, you kind of lose track.
And people are not in cult. Chastina, Crackerback, Flavor BC, Kool-Aid, Crazy Fuck, Lost Dog, Moldy Jello, Pseudo PV, Samantha Tyrell, Fallroom, Zaphoid Beeblebrox, and ASE.
Okay, and for new nicknames that I think slay, Moldy Jello is
Moldy
Jello
is pretty good. That one's working.
That one's right up there with Poison Cheeto and Snorgasm.
Nothing has impressed me more than a Poison Cheeto.
Closer he draws to the Poison Cheeto. That's just a great fucking line. Alert. Well, what's happening is...
What's happening?
I'm actually trying to get the goddamn virus manifesto written, which means...
Lies.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Filthy lies.
I'm going to kick your goddamn teeth in. Okay. What
one more today. Who has damned Sumerian's teeth? God?
My damn
has
teeth?
Damned Sumerian's teeth? Why?
I thought you would only do dental work.
What have you been doing with your teeth?
Sean, trying to bring
to
this conversation
that.
Back on track.
What? Tangent?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, whoa, doggy.
Masters of Tangent.
Whoa, doggy. What it is, I'm trying to write the virus manifesto, so you may notice I have not been posting this week.
It's been okay.
It's been okay. But
I posted.
But
I figured out how to do it now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, everyone send condolences to Sim because he
hail
finally
me.
Posted. All hail Sim.
All
whereas
hail
guys
hail
like, hail whereas hail guys hail such hail. As Brian from GeekNik have been sending me stories up the ass, and Integrity's always on there posting, and so's Nixter.
But I posted too, so I'm really good.
And it was a good post. We brought out the shovel for the first time, too, which is also to be noted.
But in all honesty, we do need more people to post to the page. If you want to post to the page, you need to post to the page. And
contact.
If you want to post to the page, don't ask for fucking posting rights and then don't post anymore. Because that is annoying as hell. Okay? If you've been sending stories in to me and you want to post consistently on the fastest growing news website in the world, then what you want to do...
Very highly regarded now.
Yeah. You like that?
Huh?
Fastest
growing? From zero to
well, come
lots?
On, it's marketing fucking people. We're going from
5 million hits a day.
What? Yeah, but in any case, you want to contact APOC, at thecult.org.
You and, betcha. He'll set you right
he'll
up.
He'll set you up sir, for posting. Guys Guilty. Who are listening who do have posting rights, you lazy fuck. Make sure you
stupid
post
fuck.
To a fucking
you
page.
Stupid fuck. Look you, at you now.
Look at you now. And if you don't post us, I bury those cockroaches, okay? You
That's
gotta,
it. We
gotta do
all,
your post, guys.
We give
please.
Them all buckwheats.
I mean, also, I'd like to address another issue. People were
Uh-oh.
Saying that... Oh, no, no. This
okay,
is this
all good?
This
okay.
is all good.
No bitching out.
Well,
this
no,
week.
this is a minor bitching out.
Is there any animals in those? In those gum? Is that... Can I see the gum?
Mm. More used gum.
I
more,
bet there is.
Sumerian
is
gum. Let's put this down. Sumerian is concerned that there's animal products.
I bet there is.
And
is there
yes,
anything
there
natural?
Is. In fact, it's called shellac.
What?
From a bug. Believe
shellac,
it or not.
Really?
Shellac, yeah. It's the material their shells are made out of.
Sorry, oh, chitin.
Really?
Sam, if you don't want to eat bugs, then don't eat anything.
Bugs aren't people.
No,
people
bug
people.
Leftovers. There's not many bugs in vegetables now.
Bugs,
they wash them pretty
bugs
good.
Don't kill people.
Yeah, but there's not very many bugs
people
in
kill
that.
People. Bugs don't even have a nervous system. Fuck that. Pull a couple of spider's legs off. See what happens.
Mm, crunchy.
No,
anyway,
no, they got nerves.
Excuse me.
They know.
I was trying to talk here. What it is. Is there was some shit going on in the IRC where people were like, whoa, 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 more IRC bullshit, okay?
Was there?
Yeah.
That was last week.
Yeah, it was last week, but I just want to nail down a couple things in the IRC. The IRC is an open forum. People are allowed to say what they want. It's all about freedom of expression. But if...
It's annoying, and everyone hates it.
But if it's annoying...
Your ass gets
and
scared.
It doesn't matter if everyone hates it. If Sumerian or Echo doesn't like it... Don't do it, because it's their fucking house.
That's right.
You wouldn't want me coming into your house and shitting on your floor, so don't go in their house and shit on theirs.
Freedom of speech. I should be able to go in your house and shit on the floor. It's a free country, isn't it?
No. You're allowed to put whatever you want on the web, because that's public domain.
Yeah.
But you go into someone's IRC channel,
that
don't
is run.
Fuck around.
It
okay?
says Rant Radio at the top, not yeah. Anarchy.
Yeah. And yeah. It's actually, it should be also noted that the Rant Radio IRC chat room...
Is Rant Radio.
Is a Rant Radio. Okay, we should draw this a little bit of a line here, and I think we should define that right now.
We
See,
should.
There is a difference between Rant Radio and Cult. They are not the same thing. Okay?
No, you need, completely different.
They are totally different organizations. Okay, Rant Radio is the voice we have selected.
Rant Radio is run by Sumerian.
Yes.
Cult is run by Sean.
So do not send me your Rant Radio info.
Do not send me your cult stuff.
I don't know anything about Rant Radio.
And
I
vice
mean,
versa.
I could ask, but I'm lazy.
That's
so,
the same thing for me.
Yeah.
Don't fucking send
so,
me stuff.
I don't think you guys are being ignorant. I just think that you guys don't know. Seriously.
Yeah,
I think
they
people,
just think it's
just,
all
oh,
one
well,
thing.
You know, you're going there. There's nothing but cult people. Well, yes, that's technically
it's
true.
It's not. There's
but
lots
just because
of non-cult
the Hells
people.
Angels go to the Hard Rock Cafe, that doesn't necessarily mean that they all, you know, they own the Hard Rock Cafe. Well, yeah,
that implies lots of people going to the Hard Rock
probably.
Cafe.
But yeah. For the sake of the metaphor, okay, no, but seriously, just so you know, Rant Radio is different. Rant Radio does not adhere to all the ideas that Cult has.
Yep, same thing.
And I don't agree to all the pussy bullshit vegan. No, I'm kidding.
That's right. Everyone join hands. Sing now. Sing.
Everyone, you know, hands across America.
Meat.
For
I want meat.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm only here on Rant Radio.
Give me the flesh of the animal.
Cult is the meat-eating fucking smoking fucking people.
I don't smoke, but I do eat meat. I eat every form
you
of
eat
life.
Eat everything.
Good
exactly.
on you.
Exactly.
I think they crawl all over
If it was alive at one time, I want to eat it.
Squid bottle.
I'm still leaving that one right alone.
So Rant Radio is the voice of Cult, a medium to get Cult out.
Yes, that's right,
that's,
because Rant Radio being Cult being a direct action organization.
And the What the Hell show is a Rant Radio show. We just happen to have Cult propaganda on it.
It's not propaganda, it's information.
It's the same
and
thing.
That concludes propaganda. Fun with trivia. Everybody. The other thing is, too, that one thing you guys may want to know is that Sumerian is all-knowing, all-seeing on fucking Rant Radio. If he doesn't like it, anybody says shit like, well, who are you? Well, I'm the fucking station.
I'm God. I have a switch here, and it says off, and I can do that.
Yeah, the power to destroy something is the power to control it. Learn. All right, so we will just carry on.
Got that out there?
You got that?
Yeah, we got
this
it.
This is my boomstick. So,
who's in charge here?
Yeah, I am. Bang! Who's in charge here? You are. Absolutely. So, what do we got in the news today, Sam?
Well, in announcements and things, there's this site that has put the Rant Radio banner up on their site. It's some sort of hacking site. It's like very prominently displayed.
Is this Soldiers?
No, it's HWA Security, and they seem to maintain their site. There's the link, and
Let's go take a look.
I'll show you in here. I got a new monitor so people can almost see now.
Wow.
See, they're prominently displayed, some hacker site. So.
And it's a hack site that they put
some hacker site.
Radio.
They really, really, really like
Holy
us,
cow.
Obviously. It's like
Hackers with Attitude?
Yeah.
That was who reported that they were gone? HWA was supposedly disbanded. It got reported in the Krypton that they went shit.
This may not be the same thing. It's HWA Security.
I heard the lead singer died of AIDS, and then they probably all went on their own labels.
Actually, I'm thinking
something else.
No, I thought it was the drummer choked on his own vomit.
That's it.
Anyway,
they really like us. They have a big heart on for the station.
I thought the drummer choked on someone else's vomit.
Oh, that was it. Open wide.
Well, let's piss off the hackers who just gave us a free banner. Wait, maybe that's not such a good idea.
And somebody wanted me to promote the... cult picture site, which is growing daily. On the IRC.
Yes.
Lots of
we should have a link.
Pictures, so anybody who's not afraid to put their picture up.
Yes, please put it
go
up.
Go for it, because it's really cool to see all the cult members.
And APOC will be putting a link to that.
Check out Templar Knight's picture.
Yes, Templar Knight's new picture is like ass. And soon to be joining him is a whole selection of Ronan Sariot pictures, which we have just...
Fucking Fork should be happy to know that there's some mighty shots of Ronan Sariot in action tonight taken.
Woohoo!
What I really want to see is I want to see pictures of Templar Knight picking Mugger out of his boot. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. That was from this week. You'd be happy to note Uncle Dac, because Uncle Dac has long since been a fan of Ronan Templar Knight, simply because they kind of adhere to the same sort of theology on things.
First time they meet, I'm sure they get high fives all around.
Ronan Templar walking down the street. I don't know if we talked about this last week. I don't think we did.
No.
I don't think so.
No, we didn't. Ronan Templar Knight was walking down the street, and lo and behold, up comes Junkie Piece of Shit. Loop-a-doop-a-doop. Roll on the random encounter table. You encounter one Junkie Piece of Shit.
I love these. They're so cute, they break when you touch them.
So said Junkie Piece of Shit rolls and gets a knife, which he's allowed to use to attack said Ronan Sariot. So he runs up to Ronan Sariot and says, "Hey, man.
Templar Knight.
What did I say?
Sariot. Twice.
Oh, I'm looking at Ronan Sariot. Sorry. So Ronan Templar Knight is walking down the street, and said junkie goes, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, up to Ronan Templar Knight. And goes, "Give me your fucking wallet!" And Ronan Templar Knight goes, "Give me your fucking lungs!" And disarms the guy and stomps his guts out for a while. And then when the cops show up, they take him directly to the hospital. Not Ronan Templar Knight, but in fact the said junkie piece of shit.
I think I like the quote from Templar Knight a little better. I think it was
the
I
mic.
Knocked his ass down. And then I jumped up and down on him until I heard his ribs break.
Whoa.
So if you want an example of direct action in action.
That's pretty direct.
Allegedly what he said.
Allegedly.
I'm not saying that was absolutely what
he said. No, absolutely. There was no punches or kicks thrown at any time. As a matter of fact, we should make a... Rather than making the really hardcore embroidered cult shirts, I want to make some silkscreen cult shirts that say things like specific clan specific with slogans on them, like Clan Ronan, there were no punches or kicks thrown at any time.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
You know, it'd be just almighty to have sayings like that. In any case,
moving right along.
That's all well and good. What do we got next?
Throw some more in. Jodath Moore. Jodath!
My God, hostages are dying everywhere.
Bang.
Jodath Morse.
Mission failure. Hostage was killed.
Told me to announce. He likes praise, so this is what he said. Chalk a kitty porn kill for me. If you happen to visit the Tattletales trading post, you'll notice it is no longer there.
Oh.
Well, yours truly went on, spammed it with an ultra-long message, and I guess it reset itself from character overload. You can ask Melio, Templar Knight, and Half Alpha Proof if you're skeptical. So it's gone. It's like sort of... not working anymore.
So it's all like coughed. I'm not here to tell you how it's going to end, but I'm here to tell you how it's going to start.
Overflows.
Yes, that's right. Tattletales was a discussion site where they actually weren't doing anything illegal. What they were doing,
of these sites are illegal.
Oh no, none of them are illegal.
We
don't like them because they trade child porn and child porn information and child porn pictures and private information about 14-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm. I asked phone numbers, I've asked addresses. You before, I'm going to ask you again. Numbers. Can't we just get one of these guys' home phone numbers or home addresses?
We have them. We had aerial satellite photographs of the guy's house. We had everything. We know where his dog's name was. We knew the dog food he bought.
How far away was this guy?
Oh, pretty well. From us, pretty far.
He's somewhere on the planet, but he's within striking distance of cult. For sure.
Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. It's within striking distance of Cult.
What do we got, a South African?
I want
member
somebody
now? To have member.
I want somebody to be placed within my zone of terror. That's all I'm asking.
Well, if we get anybody local.
There's lots here. We just don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Find a and my mic's not loud enough.
Promise.
Thank you.
Shut up. It's not. It's really loud.
So what we're going to do is we're going to, in any case, what were we talking about?
Nothing.
No, we were talking about some shit. We were just talking about...
Kitty corn. Shut down.
Stomping the snot out of his...
Yeah.
We finished all that. Moving right along. Okay, I got an ICQ.
I'm still thinking.
I can smell it from here.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Nothing.
Good night.
I got an ICQ. First off, I love Rant Radio. You guys rock. Sean Kennedy is the fucking man.
Wow, I've never heard that before. Wow.
Really?
Never.
Okay, so it's a new kind of
experience.
Well,
I say it to myself in the mirror. I'm cool. People like me.
It's his mantra to go to sleep.
I'm cool. People like me. I'm not fat. Yes, I am. Yes, I am, damn it. Okay.
Have another ho-ho.
Yeah.
Have another ho-ho and touch yourself, okay? That's
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Okay.
Don't knock.
It puts the lotion on his skin or it gets the hose again. Okay, so.
Hey, guys, where can I find that wonderful scoop on the word fuck? I think it's so poetic and all the religious right here in southern Alberta would just love it.
Oh, Seismonautica. They live in Seismonautica.
Alberta politicians deserve Sean Kennedy. Keep that in mind for future episodes of What the Hell. Thanks, all, and keep on rocking, Jeffrey Thur.
What did he say? He said future politicians?
Alberta politicians deserve Sean Kennedy. I have no idea. I guess he's referencing, well, you can't run in the States, so go for Canada.
He's going to dip me and throw me to the lesbians. I have no idea what he's meaning there.
No, he was just saying that they're the religious right, and he was saying they deserve to hear some
from
Canada.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
I would
guess
not want to be beat to death by lesbians. Have you seen some lesbians? They're really mean. There's nothing worse than a savage bull dyke who's got no little Dutch boy is going to plug this dyke. They're really nasty. They're really mean. It's just like bad whiff of BO and then punt. It's bad. Not that I have anything bad. Get wrong against lesbians, just the really nasty ones, you know, the bull dyke.
This could be
ring in the nose ones.
Skip radio.
Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I O S.
You betcha.
Flick called from
Skip Radio
at the Cambria County Prison. Who refuses to hang up? If you accept this call, do not use three-way or call-way, or you will be disconnected.
Wow.
This call may be monitored or recorded. To accept this call, dial 1 after the tone. To hear the rate for this call, dial 2 after the tone. Please make your selection now.
Skip Radio!
Hello!
How's it going, man?
Yeah, it's all right. Could be better.
No shit, you're in jail. So what's the score? What's happening, man? Let us know what's happened since the last time we spoke, which was 2 weeks ago.
Nothing.
Nothing. You're rotting in jail.
Absolutely nothing. I'm rotting away.
Can you say something for us?
What?
Hey, Rant Radio, I'm in jail, and I hate it here.
Hey, Rant Radio, I'm in jail. I hate it here in jail.
Right on. So here's the question for you. Have you been able to contact a lawyer or anything of that effect?
Okay, well, how they do it here in Cambria County is they make you put a form in for the public defender's office.
Right.
Well, I placed my form in, I believe, the fourth day I was here.
Right.
I've heard nothing from the public defender's office. I've heard nothing from the probation department, considering it burnt down last week.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh,
that happened.
Fuck.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. The probation department burned down.
No, I mean, we're making jokes about it, but that means it's going to be longer before something gets done.
Oh, of course. Of course, because, you know, anything they can, they will. So what else? So then it burned down. Carry on.
And I haven't heard anything from the courts, not so much as a paper, not so much as a hearing, not so much as my probation officer calling me and telling me I'm going to sit here another month. Nothing. Nada.
So, is there anyone you can talk to? Can you resubmit the form or something?
Well, basically, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to resubmit the form as well as put a request into my counselor here at the prison and say, hey, you know, get a hold of somebody and find out what the hell's going on. You know, you're in the prison, so let me give you the information.
How about, are you going to be staying in that particular prison for a while? Are you any threat of winding up in general populace or anything, or what?
I am in general population right now.
Great. And nobody knows the charges you're being held on?
No. No, they don't.
Okay, that's really good. If they did know, are you getting skinned and hung from bars, or what?
Basically.
Okay, just checking on that.
Yeah, but for now, I'm good here. I'm going to be here maybe, if they do get to me in the next, let's say, month or two, I'll be here maybe a grand total of in between 6 months to a year. And that depends on how, you know, lenient they want to be with me, considering it was just a probation violation for this county.
Holy shit.
After that, yeah, that's how bad it is here. After that, they're going to after I get done with my sentence here, they're going to transfer me over to the next county over, which is Indiana County, where I'm going to be sentenced, not tried because I was already tried. I'm going to be sentenced on the charges I have over there. Well, I'm facing. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I'm facing up to 7 years.
Whoa.
Over there. So
7 years?
Yeah, I'm facing the possibility of 7 years in state prison.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do?
I don't know how much more I can ask. I mean, you guys have been doing everything for me that you can, and I understand that. I really appreciate it. You don't know how much, but I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, you guys are doing your best you can for me, and I appreciate that.
How about mail? You been getting any mail?
I've been getting mail. I haven't gotten any mail from any other cult members besides Firefly. Firefly, I want to thank Firefly because I received two great books in the mail from Cenobite Firefly in California.
What books?
I got Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, which I read in 5 evenings. It was great. And Shogun by James Clavell. I'm just beginning that now because I read another book in between.
Now, I heard from Babs May that you weren't allowed to receive any more books. Is that true or false?
Okay, now I spoke with her earlier this afternoon. What happened was there was a mix-up with the mail officer here at the prison. What happened was she thought that I couldn't receive books, period. Well, apparently she forgot to read the inmate manual for her own prison. I spoke, I placed a request into the deputy warden of the prison asking if I could receive books from distributors such as Amazon.com and etc., and I received a handwritten response back saying, yes, you can. I showed it to her. About 20 minutes later, she came back with my books.
Excellent, Smithers.
Well, yeah. Basically, well, I can receive books and magazines, and if she decides to turn me away, I'm just going to throw that in her face.
Okay, Skip, this is APOC. Do you know whether the new prison that you are going to be moved to would have the same policies regarding books, or are you going to have to give up the books you already have, or what?
Okay, basically, I'm not sure at this point what the other county prison is going to do books-wise. It's a smaller jail. It's actually not even a prison over there. It's a county jail. It holds about 60 inmates. So it's a lot more lenient than there. I can smoke over there.
You can't smoke here?
I can't smoke here.
Well, good time to quit. Nothing succeeds like success. Okay, so I guess you're chewing up. I guess you must have a lot of free time. Like, what is boredom the major killer there, or what?
Boredom is big here. So basically, what I've been doing to pass the time is either I've been out in the rec yard playing basketball constantly, a sport of which I absolutely hate, or I've been upstairs in my cell reading. Or now I have a job as a cell block worker. I work here on the cell block doing, you know, odd chores, cleaning up at the end of the day after meals, serving the meals. And I make a good 50 cents a day.
Are you getting a chance to work out, get a little bit of size on you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I do my exercises at night after I'm in my cell, but they don't have workout facilities per se here.
Mm. It's probably better to work out in your cell anyway.
Yeah, it is.
As it is my understanding, that's usually the number one zone for being raped and whatnot.
Yeah, usually.
Is that a threat where you're at right now? Are there people getting ass-fucked or what?
I'm on the non-violent block here at Cambria County Prison. It's mostly, in here, it's mostly DUIs, trying to think what else, like probation violators, minor charges. This is a high turnover block. People come in here for 30 to 60 days, and then they go home.
And you're like one of the old school guys now because you're going to be there for like a fucking year.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. That's brutal. So you need books is what you're telling me here.
Books. I need subscriptions to magazines, something. I don't care.
You have no access to the internet at all.
Nada. None.
So maybe internet or computer books would be a good thing?
Probably, yeah. That would be occupied.
Sure. You haven't had prior to this, trying to find the positive here, you probably haven't had a lot of free time before to read a lot of these classic books like Snow Crash and all that kind of jazz, have you?
I've read some. I heard of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged before I received it, but I never knew what it was about. I read it and it was like, wow.
Yeah, have you read Snow Crash or any of those? Any Neal Stephenson stuff?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, so what we should do is you should get Babs May a list of books and media, and we should start like a running media list of stuff that you have and stuff that you've heard of that you might like to read and whatever, and then we can get it for you from the outside, and we can post it on the cult site whenever you get new stuff so that people don't forget about you and people can keep the support going. I mean, monetarily, there's not too much more we can do because, I mean, we could throw thousands and thousands of dollars at this and they still won't let you out of fucking jail.
True. See, I'm not so worried about the monetary situation now as it is the boredom factor.
So we need to get you some fucking media so your brain doesn't die.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard a vicious rumor that you were on the giving up hope list. Is that true? Skip?
Say again?
I said I heard a rumor that you'd been pretty depressed the last little while and you were like kind of getting pretty close to giving up hope.
No, I refuse to give up hope.
Okay, so you just kind of been slowly fighting along here, slowly doing your thing. You got any new friends in there or anything like that?
Yeah, I met a few people who are really nice. I met this guy from Key West, Florida. He's pretty cool. He's up here because he came up here to visit his family, and they nailed him for a warrant he had down there, even though he was down there for like 6 years, and they never popped him.
Really?
I found that kind of funny.
Holy cow. Any more cult members?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. Good place to recruit. Anyway, so, no, in all seriousness, I'm just fucking with you here. But, you need media, you need books, you need magazines.
Letters.
Can you have comic books?
No, I don't think so, actually.
How about graphic books that are like a graphic novel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I might be able to have those. I'll definitely check, and I mean, I'll let Babsy May know everything.
Sure, like a subscription to Heavy Metal Magazine, something like that.
Lacey, I don't know if I could get that, because they might consider that slightly pornographic.
Right.
What do you mean to tell me?
Pornography.
They deny you pornography.
Say again?
You're not allowed to have pornography.
No, none of any sort.
Oh, hello. Welcome to We Will Determine Your Fucking Morality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Well, you're in jail, right?
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow.
Basically, it's what the fuck can I do, you know?
All right, so it's right now, you know, it's really funny because we just watched a movie last night, man, called Malcolm X, which for the better part of the movie was nothing but a bunch of black supremacist, you know, hate literature.
Right.
But I was reading it, like, the guy while he was in jail went and, like, totally educated himself and so on and so forth. And I think that's the way that we could go with this with you, is if we can get you the right literature and the right books, you could totally, you know, have it sorted out. And as a matter of fact, when the Virus Manifesto gets sorted out, we'll be able to be publishing it online and we'll have it sent to you directly.
Good.
So you'll be able to get your hands on that. You're not forgotten, man. You're not forgotten. You're like a POW in this whole fucking ugly war of the corporate politicals here, man. And we totally believe in you and we love you and our hopes and prayers go with you. If there's anything I can do or we can do, you give it to Babsy May and fuck, it's done, man. You know that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. I mean, I really couldn't ask for anything more. You guys have been nothing but moral and spiritual support to me in the past 26 days that I've been in here. So, I mean, you know, I'm really, really happy with what you guys have done for me. And, you know, I mean, I'd do it for any other who was in the same situation. If I were on the outside and somebody else were getting popped, I'd be doing the same shit.
Maybe, do you remember what time it was you were arrested and the day?
Yeah, it was August 30th at 3:30 p.m.
August 30th at 3:30 p.m. It'd be nice if we could get, like, a Skip Radio clock going on somewhere so we could have, like, a time clock for how much time Skip Radio's been in jail.
That would be nice.
So that people can know and we can tell more people about it and just have people know that, you know, this is a bullshit charge, man. You got fucked, and you got fucked by bad representation, and you've been fucked and fucked and fucked.
Basically.
And I wish there's something else we could do, man, but you know, you're not alone, and Babs May's not alone, and neither is your fiancée, Darlene. So, is that correct? Your name is Darlene, right?
Danielle.
Sorry. It was a D word. I was close. Yeah, Danielle, there is no Darlene. I was kidding. No, but seriously, it's all fucked up. So, sum up here. You need magazines that are non-pornographic, nothing questionable, no Soldier of Fortune, none of that shit that he won't be given. We don't want to draw attention to him. And novels from distributors and magazines from people. Magazines are usually tripe anyway. But if we can get him like Popular Scientist and shit so that he knows Popular Mechanics or he knows new tech that's coming out, because he has no internet, so we've got to try to get him enough gear to keep his mind alive and his mind stimulated.
Oh, yeah. And send letters. I mean, handwrite it. I don't care if you type it, handwrite it, whatever. I mean, just send it. The address is on the site. I'm looking forward to hearing from people. I'll write you back. I definitely will write you back. I mean, I received a letter from sent him by Firefly, and I wrote him back in like 20 minutes after I got.
Well, you've got, you're kind of like our dedicated time server there. You know what I mean? Like, you
guys, yeah, basically.
So it's pretty brutal, man. Okay, well. Is there anything else you wanted to cover? Anything else you wanted to say? Anything else you wanted to talk about that you've seen going on in the prison system from the inside?
Not really, other than basically in here, the only thing you can really do is just go along with everything that you're told, because otherwise, I mean, otherwise you're going to be punished more so than you already are being in here. I mean, I'm basing up to what I got to do, and, you know, I'm not too worried about it. I'm worried about it, but I'm not stressing that much, because I figure, hey, at least I'll get it done. And once I get it done, then I don't have to deal with it.
That's right. That's right. And that's a very valid point. Okay, man, I guess we should probably get going here. Is there anything else you needed or wanted to say?
Just thank everybody for their support. You know, keep it up. Keep Cult alive. I mean, if anything, if I drop off the face of the earth, just keep Cult alive. Keep it going, and then, you know, patient zero all the way.
Well, you'll be happy to know we had over 40 new members that I posted on the site today.
40?
40.
What's the total up to now?
I have absolutely no idea what the total is up to now. We're approaching the 300 mark.
Oh, very nice. Keep it going, guys.
Around 275, and we're totally international now. We're in Japan, South Africa, all over Europe. It's amazing.
Nice, very nice.
So when you come out, it'll be a whole new cult world, baby.
Oh, I'm hoping.
Okay, man. We'll see you then. Okay, you stay strong.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, what the hell, buddy?
What the hell?
All right, that was Skip Radio.
Live from fucking jail.
Once that is absolutely fucking maddening to no end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beyond. Yeah.
Beyond words cannot describe.
Well, once again, all I have to say is God bless fucking America.
Oh, yeah.
How am I ever glad that I don't live in that fascist country?
Well, he's already...
We're much better off here, really, but...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's cock is cock, and it's universal. It goes through any language.
We've got our own fascist government.
All right, we'll take one caller.
One call, and then we'll turn off the phone because we got our call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Joe Dathmore.
Hey, Joe Dathmore.
How you doing, buddy?
Jodath,
how you doing, man? What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to clear something up because of the thing you said about me with Tattletales. A lot of other people helped out, and I don't want to take credit for it all because, well, all the Deckers and Prophets are now mad at me.
Don't be mad at him.
Holy Dio and Punk of Evil and even Integrity with the IP tracing and scaring the shit out of whatever her name was, Veranda or something.
So that's very cool. Yeah, no, we didn't mean to.
I didn't know. I thought it was you that did it. But yeah, any names that helped you out.
Yeah.
Got to give credit.
Okay. Well, all I know was I spammed the board and it wasn't there anymore. So.
Yeah.
That's all that counts.
It's all a collaborated effort, man. They can't send us all to jail. You know what I mean?
They can fucking try.
From what I understand, all they did was post messages to it. Hi, we're putting messages on this public forum.
Yeah.
Oh, it broke because it sucks.
No.
That's too bad.
Gee, we didn't think it was that weak.
So that's pretty cool. No, that's cool you called in, though, and to clarify that. So everyone, stop killing Jodath. It is not his fault. He did not fuck up. That was our fuck up, not his.
All right. Free skip and what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. Free skip.
Yes, the free skip banners, I've noticed, are beginning to go up all over the place. So it's unfortunate that this shit is happening. Just to touch back on Skip Radio, I don't want to spend too much time on this, as horrible as that is.
Sure people don't want to hear about it half hour every week.
No, not a half an hour every week. But things to do this week. One, post to the cult page. Two, write a letter.
Skip a letter.
Now, it doesn't have to be Monster. Right? Send the guy a postcard. Send the guy whatever. Okay? Send the guy fucking...
Thinking of you.
Think you're cool. Rock on. Actually, don't send him a postcard. He's not allowed to have more than 5 photographs.
Yeah.
But you can print out a picture on 8x10 typewritten stuff. Send him a funny little cartoon or something like that. No porn. Nothing that could be considered porn. I mean, he's in fascist fucking Nazi land, okay? So you gotta
just
be...
Think about it.
Don't be a fucking idiot, okay? You can't send him any packages. Go to a distributor. Have distributors ship directly to Skip.
Yeah, okay? If you're gonna buy a book or a magazine subscription, do not send that directly to him. Order it for him at the address he's at.
That's right. And then that way the distributor ships directly to him. No porn, no skin, no Soldier of Fortune, no
violent magazines.
You want we want things like, I don't know.
Adbusters is good.
Adbusters is good. There's a few other ones. Popular Mechanics, New Scientist, Popular Science. Anything, maybe a gear magazine. No Stuff, none of that. None of the men's magazines because that's too pornographic.
Yep.
You might be able to get away with Sports Illustrated. But I mean, he hates sports. Who the fuck? Who the fuck likes Sports Illustrated anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good enough. There we go.
So there you go. So sorry, Skip. We all miss you and loving you, and that's what we got to do this week. Don't forget about Skip, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of the prisoners. Let's. What else we got?
Gloom Bunny wants to state that she's 19 and not 14.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It was mentioned last week, and everyone went. All these 14-year-olds started ICQing her.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Gloom Bunny.
Hey, Gloom Bunny.
How's it going?
Penis with your tits.
And we.
What?
Oh.
What? That's her fucking thing.
That's her line.
That's her line. She beats people with her tits. They're mighty. What do you want? I saw her in the beginning of Gladiator. She jumped up on a rock and went, and swung her tits around. It was great. But anyway.
Now we have an official cult time server.
Oh, we do, in fact.
If you would like to synchronize your clocks to exactly the cult time, it's time.thecult.org.
So if you wish to go, time.thecult.org.
You'll be right on track.
You got to be kidding.
Same cult
no,
time.
No. So,
same cult time, same cult channel.
So
it won't affect the start of ramp, so what the hell, but.
When people go,
oh, it's exactly six.
Do you have the time? And you'll say, yes, it is exactly 7:57. Say, oh, no, your watch is slow. I said, no, my watch is right.
Exactly.
You're slow. I am fucking mighty.
I am synchronized
with the righteousness that is.
I think somewhere in there, the little bus that went to school is involved, okay?
I got something from Buenos Aires, Argentina. It says, I'm Dr. Maverick.
Hi, Dr. Maverick.
The radio station is Buenasima.
It's Buenasima.
A Dr. Argentina.
Dr. Maverick from Argentina.
Dr. Maverick.
Wait a second.
Buenasia. What is Buenasina?
Run a medic. Is this one of your relatives?
I will not discuss any of this.
So, Maverick from Argentina?
Dr. Maverick.
From where?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Thinks we rock. Okay.
Buenos Aires. From Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
I don't know.
Okay. Next. Thank you. We think you're cool, too.
That's all about it for now. We can hop into the news, or we can say hi to APOC and see what's going on here.
Let's do the news first.
Okay.
It's not important.
He only came from across the country. Yeah, fuck him.
It's not a big deal. Okay.
I've been exploiting this guy like a bitch, too. He bought me fucking dinner last night. I had him buy me peppers. It's great, man. This cult leader thing is the bomb.
Awesome. Exploit.
If he was like, you know, oh, I don't know, about 10 years younger and a girl, this would rule.
I hope the dark one's not.
I just meant he'd be pretty to look at. I'm married.
We can rebuild him. We can do it. We have the technology.
Better, smart. Better, smaller, bigger tits.
The corruption begins.
Moving right along. Okay. My wife is getting suspicious. All right, so.
Getting suspicious. Here's the news.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what's going on here.
Okay.
All right.
Getting criminals off the street is number one priority nowadays. Oklahoma student may face music download charges.
This is fucking great.
Are you gotta be fucking me?
No, actually, no.
We wouldn't fuck you, Doc.
You couldn't pay me.
Screw you all.
Never. No, that's entirely our point.
An Oklahoma State University student could face criminal charges of copyright infringements after police found as many as 1,000 internet music files on his computer.
You got more than 1,000 MP3s? Slacker.
This story is really funny, too. My understanding is he was maintaining files of all these songs and making them available unto others.
Oh, my God, he was sharing.
Chief Everett Eaton says.
He downloaded Napster and he turned it on.
This is great. A computer forensic specialist has been busy analyzing the files on the computer hard drive.
He probably downloaded it himself.
The computer specialist feels there may be in excess of 1,000 files. He's not quite sure yet.
Excuse me?
He hasn't done the find star.mp3 yet, but he feels there may be in excess.
Well, have you ever heard of the problem?
This is Limp Bizkit, all right. Okay, the next one. All right,
next,
yeah.
It's like, I feel there could be 1,000. What do you mean feel? There could, fucking property shit for brains. Property
copies, all right? Go to, where's his MP3 folder? Oh, my God, he's got exactly
1,252
bytes. You know, what do you want here? Like, I can fucking go whatever you want. Like, I feel there could be this many.
I feel they should spend their time and resources putting the real fucking criminals away.
I think so, too.
All my crime is listening to music. I'm dangerous. Put me away. Fucking shoot yourself.
That could cause state felony charges to be filed for copyright infringement.
Oh, this is perfect.
Okay.
All right, I know we're not allowed, I'm not allowed to mention the death or destruction of anyone, but can I please say something, Sean, please?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Please.
You can't say anything about killing anyone, though.
No, I'm not going to say anything about killing anyone. I just like everyone within the sound of my voice to burn America to the ground now. Thank you.
Not good.
No, that was very general. I don't think that's
burn America.
To go
that's
to
it's
jail
a tough task.
Next
isn't
time
it?
We go down to the States to, like, buy
whatever, it's not my radio station. I just already made a stipulation.
I have just a thought.
That was
here.
Uncle Dak. We will
that's not Uncle Dak, and that's not with, a cult feeling.
With police warrants, we will give out his address.
Okay. Now, here's the interesting thought. A long while back, I seem to remember reading that originally copyright law was only enforceable
closer
if you made a profit.
Ah, now, the last statement. It does not appear he was selling the files or profiting in any way from the downloads.
That's right. So what does this mean? This means the law has been changed at some point. I wonder why that happened.
Yeah, no shit. Why does
giving
this
stuff away for free?
Oh, my God.
Police seized the personal computer and CD recorder from the student's dorm after university officials were notified by the RIAA. How did the RIAA know this?
Find him at least $2,000.
Uh-huh.
Like, here, give us your computer. Okay, that's a fine.
He's not been arrested.
He hasn't been arrested yet.
They just took his computer.
Wow, you're in school. You live in a dorm. They walk in, take away your computer. So chances are you got how much money? None. Chances are you've got how much chance?
A corporation.
None. Chances you're going to retrieve your homework. None.
Yep. Corporation told the police to go get his computer because they think he has music.
Jack who? A what did? A corporation.
Yep.
Big fucking finance company.
Jack Boots.
Now, there's an interesting thing you can do. Here's a little addition. In America, you can purchase a device called a taser. Now, these tasers are really interesting creative devices. What you need to do is you go down to your local Radio Shack and you purchase yourself what they call a mercury switch, okay, as well as a magnetic lock. So what you do is you have your mercury switch and you hook it up to your taser and you hook the electrodes of the taser up to all your hard drives, okay? This is what you do. Now, the mercury switch is activated when the computer is moved. All right. So if you're going to move your computer, you put it one place. How many times do you really move your computer unless you're
not
doing
very often.
Parts?
And no matter how many times that fucker shoots you and kills you, so don't kick your computer.
So what happens is, what you do is he goes and they come and they raid your house. Ah! Oh my God, there's a guy with MP5. And then he goes, where you got your computer? He grabs the computer, picks up the computer. There's a strange humming in the box. Quickly, rip it from the wall. This 9-volt capacitor battery just hummed enough fucking voltage, like a couple 100,000 volts. You could stack the tasers if you wanted to, so that the goddamn things would fuse into, say, charcoal. And by the time they get it down there, what do they got here? Well, he's got some network cards. And a processor, and I can check the BIOS. Maybe there's some illegal shit in the BIOS. But probably the force feedback from that fucking voltage cruising through that hard drive would fuck your system. Not only that.
Maybe, but the thing is, it's a hard drive, right? It would screw up where the heads are.
They're amazing. But there is something you can do. I read about it in this fantastic book called The Cryptonomicon by, guess who?
Neil Stephenson.
Stephenson wrote about a guy who was clever enough to put big coils around all the doors and windows in his house. You walk out the door, and it demagnetizes your hard drive. It's like they're going to knock a hole in the wall to take out your computer. They pick up your computer. Computer works fine. They walk through the door. It doesn't work fine anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, fuck that. I just booby-trapped the thing with tasers.
Lock.
Not only that.
Booby-trap tasers, unfortunately, will only cook your read-write heads and whatever data is sitting directly in them at the time.
Whatever your heads happen to be, that'll be gone. But the hard drive, it's a hard drive,
it's
right?
It's a platter. They take
unless
it off,
you
put in another
it.
One.
Yeah.
Well, there is that shredded data that I...
If you were to sit a big fat coil on top of your hard drive with the taser hooked up to the big fat coil, so it would go spark, 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 spark.
Or a mercury switch hooked up to
activate
like
the shredded.
A big electromagnet.
Or to activate the shredded program, too.
Screw magnets, screw...
Microphone.
Like,
hey, wait a second.
Microphone.
Why go through all that trouble? Why don't you just build your box out of a microwave? You press a button, and it goes away. No microwave for doing it.
No tasers.
A microwave would absolutely work. If you built your computer inside a microwave box, had so that whenever somebody tilted it 90 degrees, it
activates.
Yeah, well, have you ever stuck a CD in the microwave?
Oh, it's awesome.
Sparks. Same exact thing. There's a foil layer, and then there is a metal layer.
Then they call a bomb squad.
The problem is that wouldn't it be shielded from the microwaves? I mean, you have a computer box which is made of metal, which is going to...
The computer box is the microwave.
Just actually, you get some... You can get a percolator or what is the other name?
But still, even your hard drive has a metal box around it.
If you do this plan, that would still shield it. Make sure that your roommate do not attempt to cook craft dinner in your computer.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you have a box, if you're going to shield something on a circuit, how do you shield it?
Put it inside a box.
Right. And your CD, your hard drive is in a box. It's in a metal box.
No, a hard drive actually only has metal enclosures on all but one side. The top side, the circuit board, is usually exposed on new hard drives.
So I guess if you set it up just right...
You don't have to. It'll bounce around inside the metal box until it gets through a hole.
What's easier than microwaves and tasers and whatever the hell the other one was? Oh, coils. Just a little plastique, I think, in your
computer.
Direct action.
Pick up your Curie switch. Wire it up to a white phosphorus grenade. And boom! Everything fucking burns, baby!
I don't actually have a web page, but if anyone would like to write me for any of the formulas for large numbers of explosives...
the only problem with the explosives or anything
it's
else...
It's not
like
my radio station.
They may take you with them.
I don't know about the States, but in Canada... saying a trap is an indictable offense, possible by up to life imprisonment.
Yeah, trap.
And you just kind of hit a button, and it's just enough plastic just to kill your computer.
Like, you weren't going to go to prison for having possession of explosives anyway. I wonder if there's a way you could make that Shred-It program and have it on a boot disk. So what you do is you take it, you throw it in the floppy drive.
They'll be wise to that. Oh, floppy in the drive.
Yeah.
What if you just set fire to the damn thing?
They actually disassemble the computers as soon as they get them to guarantee that no software you've got on boot up is going to fuck with it or anything.
Yeah, but that's
why
you need,
the hard drive either.
I should do that on Cult, man. We should work out and build like maybe an acid vial or something above the hard drive, like some 18 molar hydrochloric motherfucker. That they just, they open up, there's a big hole burnt through all four hard drives.
I don't think that they actually have the forensic specialist with them when they come into your house.
No, they're dumb.
Cock smash!
Take everything. They take TVs and radios.
No, you can get encrypted files.
Oh, those are plugged in.
Why not just a big electromagnet? Same thing as having the coils on your door, just a big coil in your computer.
If you really want to have stuff, have it in an encrypted file system, so when you turn on the computer, you have to log on and decrypt. And then when it gets turned off, you have to log back in and re-enter your password to decrypt.
Yeah.
I think on Fresh Meat there is one of those encrypted files.
Or put your hard drive in a caddy and take it with you when you fucking leave. They want to come take your computer? Fine, they got no data.
Yeah, that's true. Removable hard drives are a motherfucker.
Keep it simple, why don't we?
Yep.
Or you can take a removable caddy and throw it in the microwave. What are you doing? I'm making some dinner. And then you take it out of the microwave and drop it in some acid.
Yeah, just have them all removable.
And then throw it out the window with some plastic. Boom! I want to see your data recovery team. They better be those motherfuckers that hunted Tim McVeigh, because there's no way nobody's getting... Now, you better call Kreskin, a Ouija board, and a bloodhound, because there's no way you're getting shit.
Hey, here's another thought.
What's that?
Why don't you get one of those little... I've seen these things on the market before. They're basically a hard drive and the most stripped-down, piddly-ass Linux subsystem you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your network storage. Hide it in the wall. Plug your network into the wall.
Oh, this is why Bluetooth is the shit. What I want to do...
Wireless.
I'll have everything wireless.
All your good stuff over there.
And you put the computer... You have a mock computer, which you open up, and it's got, like, your tarantula cage in it. And then you put that on your desk, right?
Or your microwave oven.
Or you have, like... Or you fuck with them. You go get one of those little Hellraiser cube models, and you run cables into the cube, right? And then what you do is you have it, like, all battery-powered and shit, so it lights and blinks. And then the guy comes in, you're like, no, motherfucker! Not my box! Ah! You know, you fight like a motherfucker. And then they take the box, right?
The guy tries to boot this fucking thing up, right? Nothing's happening. He's like, I got a fan happening. You know, he gets some fucking 46 or
something.
Yeah,
big fuck sword.
And he, like, cracks open the box, and he's got, you know, the Hellraiser cube mounted on little chains, you know, with knights and shit
little
flying.
Hooks
and
in
like,
it.
Whoa, hey, Murray, I think you want to take a look at this kid's box. Where is it made? Oh, sixth plane? Just a guess. Just a guess. Not too sure.
One small problem with your earlier plan. Tarantulas aren't poison enough. May I suggest the brown LaCruz?
Once again, setting a trap in Canada. Once again,
evil, evil.
I don't think there's an offense for fucking with cops. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Is it a crime to fuck with cops?
What would be awesome is if
not really. They came into your house, stole your shit, opened it up, and it said fuck you. They went and looked for fuck you.
No, you just take the box.
They got
and
it.
Fill it with those stupid coily snakes. They open the side of the box and 500 snakes.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Or you turn the box on, the whole top lifts off, and a big jack in the box goes, and a big fuck you finger.
That's you, bacon bits.
The only problem with
even worse than that, you go to the local rodeo fair. You know those annoying rodeo fairs? You go in there, you just walk up to the guy, you buy one of the large stuffed animals. You then come back. You take your box outside. You isolate the box. You line the inside of the box so the three sides are covered. You take coveralls. You cut open the stuffed animal and those little styrofoam balls, you know, the ones they used to inject inside of stuffed animal. You fill the computer case with those. You then vacuum your body, the remainder of the box, and set fire to everything around the box that, after you get the box out of there, just so that no styrofoam balls follow you. Okay, it's very dangerous. Because those little styrofoam balls, if you ever get those things loose in your house, you will never, ever get rid of them because they breed.
But styrofoam,
you will find them
static
forever.
Electricity.
Whatever little,
sticks to you too.
Whatever computer lab opens that box up and that thing spills all over the floor, the static will just suck that thing everywhere. It'll be like, boom! It'll be like, oh my God, we'll never get rid of these things.
See, the problem with all these little plans and playing with the cops and what have you is that as soon as they get the box, they go, they open it up, and now they know to come back and find wherever you really
hit already
it.
Gone then.
Oh, by that time, I've had a few good friends hit my apartment.
And you're at work and don't know they've been there yet.
That's why we have a webcam set up with a paging system.
Do you have a webcam set up with a paging system?
Not yet.
All right, you're just coming up with this now because I mentioned to you that you're at work while they're
that's
box.
Why you're a valuable member of our team. Okay.
Actually, I don't know how to break this to you, Drex, but he's been playing this for months.
Yeah.
He just hasn't followed through on it yet.
Yep. And also, I've got my Lego robot that'll run down and destroy all my hard drives. What happened? Well, is that a crime if you build a robot that kills people?
I didn't do it. The robot killed you.
You went sentient. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Programmed
my robot
too well.
Was playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Listening to Ozzy.
It was listening. It's an Ozzy Osbourne robot.
No,
it was fueled by Lamento sauce.
It's a Lamento sauce fueled Ozzy Osbourne listening, D&D playing.
I read the Bible. It got some bad ideas.
You were a chicken.
Too much killing in it.
Anyway.
Next story, violators caught. Violators caught.
Violators.
As Olympic video monitored on internet.
Violators!
Evil.
Let's hear it for the violators, everyone. Yay.
So far, the Olympics' first ever round-the-clock effort to keep live video and sound clips from the games off commercial websites, preempting NBC's exclusive coverage deal, has paid off. The anti-piracy firms hired to police the internet for unauthorized broadcasts of the Summer Olympics. Said Thursday they've caught some 30 violators since Sydney games began last week.
Oh, I watched a bunch of people jump on a trampoline or swim in a pool. I'm dangerous. I should go to prison.
Shoot yourself.
I was just seeing this on American television, actually, just a couple days ago. It was like a news story, early morning news story on one of the TV networks. They were saying, there's this, you know, world famous swimmer who comes from who lives locally, and if you want to see what happens tonight, you should probably if you don't know what happens, you should probably turn off your TV now. But we're going to see what was happening when the competition was going on, and they sort of forward to a pub in the States there, and all of the sort of family and friends, these people, and they were watching CBC. They were watching, you know, on satellite, you know, and special. It's like, it's CBC, and they were, and you know, gee, lucky for them that CBC airs all those foreign athletes in their coverage, you know. And,
well,
like, and they're all like, woohoo! And this has obviously happened like hours and hours and hours before. This thing, and you know, their girl had won gold, and it was like a big old party. If they had been listening to NBC's coverage, they wouldn't have fucking known that for another day.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary part is that TV network that the TV station that did this news story could like get in shit for broadcasting that.
Oh yeah,
for broadcasting the fact that the family was watching another network.
Well, yeah, the family was watching another network.
Letting you know
already,
that the girl had won gold 24 hey, hours mom, before you were supposed to.
What I'm really amazed at is I'm amazed that CNN would give it this spin. Okay, journalists saying, look, report the news, go to jail.
Yeah.
What? What's the deal with that?
The CBC...
Like, the journalists should be backing up and going, hey, why can NBC get exclusive rights? Like, NBC maybe can get exclusive rights to be inside the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Rights. They don't have exclusive rights to know something.
Yeah, that's
that's ridiculous. I don't think they can do that.
This is our intellectual property.
No, I don't think so. That's ridiculous.
You're not allowed to know that.
You're not allowed to have this information in your head.
Why don't we ask the fucking athletes what they think? That's what I think.
You know what they think. They think it's bullshit. What are they getting?
They're not allowed to post things on their own pages.
The reason we don't talk to the athletes is because they've got spokespeople, because they've been sponsored by all these fucking corporations. The spirit of the Olympics, like Christmas, is fucking dead. And it's only the real sadness is one great big mega corporation, NBC, has bought the rights to the entire fucking thing and is sticking their cock up everybody's asses worldwide.
Do you know how much they invest? $4 billion NBC gave for exclusive rights.
What do you got there, Nomad Center?
You can't listen. You can't ask the athletes what they think because they're only let out of their pens when they're allowed to compete, and then they're hustled right back in.
Don't talk. Quick, back in your pen.
All I have to say is this is it. That's the final straw. I've given up. I no longer have, like, these death threats for the rest of it. All I'm doing is I'm going home, and every night for the rest of my life, until either it happens or I die, I'm praying to God that a meteorite knocks this fucking planet out of orbit, killing every form of life.
We've just gotten
Amen,
too
brother.
Stupid, huh?
Yes! Thank you!
Our
this
time
planet,
is up.
This planet, I don't want us off this planet. I don't want us going to Mars. I don't
I
want
have
us
a problem with that.
I want us dead. I want the whole fucking planet.
What
I want
the dolphins
species.
Done?
I don't
Why
care.
Why are you blaming the dolphins for horrible human beings?
You don't understand.
The dolphins have done nothing to you.
You don't understand.
My cat, Thor, has done nothing to you.
You don't understand.
You take your hands off my cat.
You don't understand. I'm willing to
You and your meteor can go to hell.
I'm willing to sacrifice every form of life to kill humanity.
Start with yourself. Lead by example.
If I thought it would work, I'd do it.
And remember, get your whole head in front of the shotgun.
I'm sorry. Humanity is too stupid to live.
Well, honestly, I'd like a show of hands here. Who honestly believes the United States can make it through our lifespans without seeing another revolution, civil war, some kind of serious unrest where the system comes apart?
Well,
show of hands, you think they can make it?
Yeah. Well, I guarantee they can.
I'm working.
If something happens, I'll be amazed. Why? Television.
Mm.
The same thing that Sean's been blabbing about is they've been distracted the whole time, yeah?
Yeah.
They're going to continue to be. How many people do you expect to affect?
The thing is that younger people are watching less and less television. There's this internet thing. You can pick what you watch.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. The internet can be very useful, but it's still the same thing. They're just going to... They're going to be like, oh, I have the internet. Without
the most
my government,
porn
I won't have it.
Distribution system in the world.
the point is, Dak, I disagree with this whole idea of just, like, you know, killing everyone. It's all fucked up. Instead, what we really need to do is, like, just totally evolve. And it's that whole evolution, that revolution kind of situation.
Yeah, unfortunately, evolving isn't a sort of thing you just decide.
No,
we're going to evolve.
Well, not in a genetic sense. Not in a genetic sense, but in a social sense. Our society has to continue to move on. We've kind of, like, lost this whole motivation.
Hey, Puck, I completely agree with you. The problem is I think we're too fucking stupid to pull it off.
We have to wake people up.
What do you mean we, white man?
I that's sort of my philosophy with these. Like, I do not think the United States, the sort of Western society in general, is going to continue being the way it is now.
No, there's this little organization.
Totally, yeah.
If you just look at other countries in the world that are poised in a position to take over where North America has dominated in the past, do you really think China is going to stay under its little rock? They're already starting to be a major manufacturing power. What do they need the States for once they get serious engineering and design capabilities over there? They don't need America for anything. Countries are going to move to other countries where they're not as restricted. Or companies, sorry, are going to move to other countries where they're not restricted like they are in the States. And restrictions like in the States are unfortunately not just you go to jail for anything. It's like right now companies run the States. Great. But companies are also seriously restricted by the EPA and other things.
things will move away from the states, and then the states will lax up on some things and kiss up to countries, but or to companies. Basically, the system's not going to stay status quo forever. Things will change. And I don't think that a little, well,
big. Unfortunately, we're going to have a really big war and kill a whole lot of people.
Nope. Great. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Because they're going to die off anyway. The people with all these sucky concepts will eventually die off.
And absolutely.
They're going to die off of natural causes. People die every day.
And they're going
to. So the idea is to educate the children and to get them to
hearts
start
and minds,
thinking
for baby.
Themselves.
That's a great idea. It's just not going to work.
You got to need.
I'm all for it working, but it won't.
40 people Saturday.
Pro wrestling.
4 months. 4 months.
I see your cult, and I raise you pro wrestling.
Yep. I'm sorry.
How long has pro wrestling been around?
Long ass time.
Let that cult be around as long. We'll see.
Almost 100 years.
Okay. We will see,
this
I guess.
Isaac Asimov, L. Ron Hubbard bet. $5 says that once we have reached a significant amount of time where the length of lifespan between pro wrestling and cult is insignificant, pro wrestling will still be bigger.
I
agree with him because there's more dumb people than there are smart people.
Yes, that's
people.
What I was just about to say. You have your criteria of what you want for people in cult, and then there's the whole rest of the world.
The rest of the world is
too good to say that people have criteria of what they want and they join cult.
Smart people disagree intelligently on stuff. Dumb people will flock together. That's why pro wrestling will be bigger than cult.
Yep.
Then fuck them all. We'll grab all the brains. We'll build the fucking spaceship. We'll take off for this fucking rock.
And then we'll do Desmond's meteorite thing.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that meteorite concept.
As long as I can
rip
bring
that Roswell shit first. That's all.
As long as I can bring the dolphins and my cat.
Nothing personal. I love every form of life. As a matter of fact, I am more fond of other forms of life than I am humankind.
Well, I don't
and
even
I
go
still
there.
Think
me
that
too.
It is
that's
worth.
What, that's what you find in your room.
And I still think it's worth sacrificing every other form of life on this planet to prevent humanity from going someplace else and doing half the stupid things they've done here someplace else.
What happens if we find out
there's another race out there that's even worse than we are? In fact, compared
the
to them,
what about the
we're
cyclones?
Like gods. We're like wonderful. And we were destined to wipe them out. And destroy this evil.
No, they kick our asses.
No. We're not at that level to destroy them yet, but we're destined to in one day.
Destined?
And you're destined.
We're destined to.
Whoa.
Destined. Destiny?
I
just want
to
say.
We're destined to. I'm sorry. I just thought I was the cult leader here, and you're like going on about prophecy.
I'm giving you a fictional.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
I just want to say that the cult will become more popular than pro wrestling. Once we have the missile silo, the two-headed cat, and the giant robot.
We love cult.
Yeah, compete with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the Rock says, yeah, well, my cat says, meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Rotosuria was one of those glow-in-the-dark bunnies.
I'm sorry, you can be, the glow-in-the-dark rabbit slay ass. However, I mean, you can be as mighty as you want with pro wrestling. You can
that's
have.
Check our glow in the dark.
You can either have your very own. You can take any kid from any nation anywhere on this planet who, provided you know, is not malnourished and has all his basic Maslow needs hierarchy met. Take any child at the age of 6. Okay, you sit him down and you say, right, you can either have this wrestling arena in your backyard where you will watch pro wrestling all the time,
or
this transformable giant mecha robot. It's not much of a contest, okay?
We'll get those mech apps people to work on.
We need
it.
The mech. No, mech apps, they're fired.
Can you smell what the rock is?
Can you smell what the
Dasha boy fired the main gun?
My boyfriend's a pilot. No, okay. I got Lin-Min-May up your ass, pal. You can fuck yourself. What do we got here? Judges roll combined twins.
Conjoined twins can be separated.
It just means they get to kill a kid.
Yep, kill one of them.
Kill one to save the other.
Oh, nice. No, kill one to save them. To save one out of none.
Yeah.
They can have two die or one live.
But you're exactly going against the will of God.
They're going against the will of the parents, too, actually.
Man,
the parents
just
do not
the
want
first
them separated.
One on the radio station to actually say, fuck God.
Sure. Why not?
However, unfortunately, Dak, you wouldn't be. It's already been said.
The idea that the parents have is it's God's will. Whatever happens to the children.
All right, they must be God's will for the government to decide. Bing!
That's
we're
what
gonna
I'm saying.
Cut them in half.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait,
I don't know their fucking problem. Solomon came up with the same thing, and that it was only with one kid.
That's right.
It's brutal.
Is it God's will? Do they put them in the woods and see if the child is okay and see if they survive? Well, no, they take care of the kid.
Yeah,
this is another extension.
Exactly.
Taking care of the kid. It's God's will.
Does God have more control over wolves than he does over doctors?
I'm not
going to
feed my kid. If my kid is fed, it is God's will. I'm not feeding it.
Blah, blah, blah. Two kids joined. One might die, one might live. Next.
It's like some weird, like, pediatric cage match.
I think they should take...
I like wrestling.
I think they should really piss people off. What they should do is they should kill the other kid, right? And then not only should they save the other kid, but they should take all the fetal brain tissue and infuse it into the first child's head so he's got, like, super brain.
Fuck that. Give it to me.
So they'll have, like, this child who's, you know... You know, got a bigger fucking forehead than, you know...
and then
they'll...
Holy
like,
fuck, I saw you on Star Trek!
Let me just like, oh, well, we had no idea how to assemble a human female. So, it'll be great. No, mommy, I wish to kill the pussycat.
You dug deeper.
Yes, I did. That's like going way...
Because I was standing in the same hole and I knew where he was.
Yeah, the first episode, yeah. It's like, well, let's just put him in a big wheelchair with a light on it. Beep, 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 beep. Nice life. You can teleport people, but you can't give anybody anything more than a blinking light. Way to go.
Yes.
User interface, not. Okay, what do we got?
Next one. NAAFA speaks out against removing fat toddler from home.
What's the NAAFA?
National Association to Advance Fat People Acceptance.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Here, I'll advance fat people. Here's a treadmill.
So are we adding them?
There. Go hard, retard.
Are we adding them to the list of...
It's a glandular problem. Hey,
yeah, you ate too many chocolate-covered ones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting fat. Okay? I am getting fat, okay? And I'm the first one to say that it's my own fucking fault that I'm putting on weight.
According to this
we can
theory,
help you, though, Sean.
This?
Instead of having two big pieces of chicken and a steak, try portion sizes.
Do not deny me my meat.
I speak to you portion sizes.
I have no idea where you're going with this. Are you somehow relating that what I eat has any relation to my fatness?
Yes. Yes, I am.
No, that's fucking crazy talk.
What a ridiculous idea.
This is God's will.
It's God's will.
For God's sake, man, put down the chicken wing.
Can I point out this one news story that the girl actually does have like a mysterious medical problem? They've tried everything and they don't know why she's fat, but they're going to take her away because she's been abused by her parents.
Yeah, even though she has a condition.
Yeah, she has... The doctors don't know why she's fat. They've tried dieting her, they're exercising her, they do everything they can.
How about
liposuction? Fat.
Yeah, let's operate on a
liposuction
child.
Liposuction kills people, dude.
Really?
Seriously,
yeah,
yes.
People die from liposuction.
Why is that?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's that?
Shock, too.
Major Zombie.
Swats. Hey,
hi, zombie!
Hey,
say something frivolously intelligent. What did you need, buddy?
Nothing really, just to say that I got my license.
You got your
license!
And the sidewalk, too.
Go underground!
The big question is, do you have a car?
Yep, I do have a car. It has 400,000 miles on it.
400,000 miles. It's only been to the
miles. I don't know, 400,000 miles. That's 600,000 kilometers.
Wow.
And how? What kind of car is it?
A piece of junk. I have no idea what kind of car it is.
It's
it
only has 400,000 miles. It's a piece of junk.
Yeah, it's a piece of junk.
Wow. He's going the distance.
He's going
for speed.
We wish you
zombie.
All the best.
Zombie, how much you pay for the car?
It's actually was my dad. He just gave it to me.
Excellent. I would use that
you
car.
You still came out on the short end.
I would take that car and drive and continue to drive and go experience life.
And change the oil.
And put Gatling guns on it.
Yeah, you could be like Road Warrior, man. You could have like a big nitrous bottle that would slay.
And one of those big scoop things on the hood. Those are always cool.
Yeah.
It falls apart.
Hey, Zombie, have you ever thought about a Jetto?
Huh?
What's a Jetto?
It's like a Jedi, only fat and squat.
No. Jet-assisted takeoff. It's a rocket engine. Take it out to a desert someplace, strap it onto the back of your Impala, and
away you go.
It was your destiny. It was preordained.
It's God's will.
It's God's will.
Better than a scooter.
I'm fat, and you're fucking rocketing off into the sunset. Say what the hell, brother.
What the hell.
Right on. Okay.
Zombie, our dog we kick around.
Yes, that's right. pun, kick. Baby! Okay, so.
And how much do you make? $8 an hour.
Yeah, so, what do we got here? So they're saying, fat kid, don't take away the fat kid.
Yeah, don't take away the fat kid.
Don't step away from the fat kid. They would have that Ilian Gonzalez picture with, like, the SWAT team, but they couldn't actually lift up the kid. So they'd have, like, you know, standing over the kid. The kid didn't want to leave, so she just went to the bathroom and stuck her ass in the toilet and flexed.
What was the
stance?
Well, no. What was her stance? She was how old?
I don't know.
Her stat was she was short and squat.
Apparently the problem wasn't just that the girl was
3 feet tall, weighs 120 pounds.
Woohoo!
Wow, that's a big girl.
3 years old.
I heard the problem actually wasn't just
3 years old.
Yeah, that's like a bowling ball.
I heard the problem wasn't
just that the girl was really fat. They were concerned the girl would not be able to make it to school because the parents don't have a car big enough to hold a wheelbarrow.
And that fat and big bone.
Oh. It's that big chunk of fudge. Oh, fuck the phone. We're not answering the phone.
It's not phone in time. It could be zombie again.
What do we want?
The horror. Censored students post their exposés online. Wow, if the internet was as big as it was as when I was in high school, this would be the best thing to do. These people were censored from their newspaper in school.
Oh, really?
They couldn't write something up, so they sent their paper to be reviewed and the teacher said, no, you can't put that thing in the front page. So what they did is put a blank front page with a web address. And they could go to the website and check out the story.
Oh, my God.
That almost makes me think the computer is worthwhile. That almost.
And there's no future in the children.
Yeah.
But you've already said, fuck God, and we're blowing up the planet.
Yes.
So.
I'm serious.
I know you're serious. You're very serious.
Free speech has free speech has no place in the American educational system.
Actually, luckily for us, there's no God.
Actually,
and Jack isn't very in tight with him anyway.
Girl on the left, there was no freedom of speech in schools when I was there in the U.S.
Let's do a quick checklist here. Skip radio's situation in jail and American high schools. No porn. Check. No weapons magazines. No weapon magazines. Check. No workout area with weights. Check.
No
basketball all day till it numbs your brain.
Check.
Check. Check.
I have nothing more to say.
Bars on windows. Check.
Yeah, bars on windows.
Having to report there every day. Check.
The only difference.
Armed guards.
Armed guards. Check.
Security guards.
The only difference between the outside of the prison system is the space of the bars on the window. That's about it.
Okay. Indictment of system in general. Check and mate.
Yeah, no kidding. And, where's George W. Bush these days? Anyway, so, what do we got?
We have something sent in from Brian at GeekNick.
Wow, we're getting a lot done tonight.
A lot done. I know we're going to zoom, zoom, zoom.
We're, like, ripping through stuff. We're having good content this show.
Yep. Hazardous materials information sheet. Element. Oh, okay. Women.
Element women?
Symbol. W-O. Discoverer. Atom. Great. Atomic mass accepted 53.6 kilograms, but known to vary from 40 to 200 kilograms.
Oh.
Occurrences. Copious quantities in all urban areas. Physical properties. 1. Surface usually covered with painted film. 2. Boils at nothing, freezes without known reason. Melts if given special treatment, and bitter if incorrectly handled. Found in various states from virgin metal to common ore.
Oh!
Common ore. 6. Yields if pressure applied in correct places. Chemical properties. Has great affinity for gold, silver, and a range of precious stones. 2. Absorbs great quantities of expensive substances.
Yes.
May explode spontaneously without prior warning and for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah.
4. Insoluble in liquids, but activity increases greatly in saturation of alcohol. 5. Most powerful money-reducing agent known to man.
Oh.
Common uses. Highly ornamental, especially in sports cars. Can be a great aid to relaxation and very effective cleaning agent.
Oh. Once again, Cult is not affiliated with Rant Radio. This is entirely a Rant Radio concept.
This is just reading from Brian at GeekNick.
Sam, you ever been beaten to death with a microphone?
Yeah.
Test.
Look behind you.
Tests. Pure specimen turns rosy pink when discovered in the natural state. Turns green when placed behind better specimen.
Oh.
Hazard, it's highly dangerous except in experienced hands. Illegal to possess more than one, although several can be maintained at different locations as long as specimens do not come into direct contact with each other. So, that's from Brian at geeknick.net.
Wow.
Misogynistic much?
Yeah.
He didn't send a male one, but I would have read that too.
Taken a great step for feminism.
So if any females out there...
found that on Style Project. $20.
Style Project. So if any females out there have a male one...
1940s copy of like the New Yorker or some damn thing. That's ancient. That's so
ancient. It's very old.
I've actually seen something like that or heard something like that a long time ago.
There's a similar one rotating around something about you know, updating your girlfriend's
life
in 2.0. Yeah, and the whole thing about child processes and stuff. Same kind of bullshit, eh?
That one actually was passed around at my work where the head boss is female.
Dun, dun, dun. And didn't take it kindly or what? No sense of humor?
I thought your head boss...
fucking stupid.
I thought the head boss
like
was
that don't... Tell me women like that don't exist anymore.
Oh, Jennifer is in charge.
Oh, God.
Really?
Really?
Jennifer runs the show.
Wow.
I have nothing more to say.
That's all I've got to say about that.
It's all good.
And that's all I have to say about that. All
right, so let's do our new feature.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, it's time for Ask a Ronin. This is the advice column where we take standard sort of advice questions and we pose them to Ronin Medic because we feel that the advice...
Ooh, Ronin Medic.
Ronin Medic, sorry. Ronin Sariot.
Are you ready, Ronin Medic?
Oh, absolutely.
Ask a Ronin.
Between myself and Sariot will cover any questions.
Everyone kill Ronin Medic. Okay.
It's not my fault. You're the one who fucked up.
Yeah, that's it. Sean slips up.
Out the window.
The honorable. Anyway, so, okay, what it is.
Where?
Honorable Sean Kennedy.
On with the intro!
On with the intro. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, it's time for Ask a Ronin. Ronin Sariot will be fielding questions when put to them. I will be giving the questions to Ronin Sariot. Let's start with the top here. We have Concerned in St. Louis writes, Dear Ronin Sariot, I'm a little bit concerned about my husband. He goes out quite often late and does not come home. When I phone the office, he's not at work as he claims to be. Please help. Signed, Concerned in St. Louis. What is the solution for this, Ronin Sariot?
This is a popular one. I get this an awful lot in the mail. First thing you need to do, Concerned in St. Louis, spend about a good 80 hours and build yourself a fucking top-notch ghillie suit. Now, it takes a long time. I can tell you where you can get the supplies. You're going to need some good old used combats, a piece of coveralls, garden netting, and lots of burlap. Or if you go down to the surplus store, get yourself a big bundle of cam netting. I'm going to spare you all the details of how to make it. You can check it up on my website later. But what you do is you start stalking that fucker like the animal that he probably is. Now, if you got the extra money kicking around, a great way to get back at the fucker is if you have a joint account, buy Remington 308, model 700, bolt-action rifle. Get yourself a good Zeiss 10x16 optical scope so you can really zero in on that guy at the 1,000-meter range. And you can see that little harlot that he's probably with, too. And then when you see him pumping away when he's on top, BAM! Drill them both in the back.
Okay.
One bullet, two bodies.
Don't waste ammo.
Okay, we have another letter here from Depressed in Delaware. Dear Ronin Sariot, I feel really badly because one of my coworkers seems to be taking credit for all the work that I do. No matter how much I try and talk to my supervisor, it feels like my voice lands on deaf ears. This has carried on now for close to 2 months, and he has stolen my stapler. Please help, Depressed in Delaware.
My stapler.
Don't make play of this person's problem. It's a very serious issue. Obviously, they took the time to write to me for guidance.
Please help.
I get this one a lot also. What you want to do, the first thing you do when you're considering buying a good combat knife, you need to decide what the knife is and what you want it to do for you. There's a lot of good steels out there right now. You want to decide whether or not you're going to go with a fixed blade or a combat folder. I strongly recommend going with both. One's a good backup to the other. I recommend to go out a good 7 7¼-inch blade. There's lots of different steels that are out there right now. You're going to need to consider where your operational theater is. If you're going to be in a saltwater climate, I strongly suggest going with a 440V steel, something with a good coating on it, so all you have to do is rinse it off in cold, fresh water afterwards. It's not going to rust up. Throw on a light coat of oil, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Do you want me to give out your ICQ number so people can send in some
questions? Yes.
Some questions
for
Ronan.
Ask Ronan.
That would be excellent.
We have one more question, but what is his ICQ number?
857-896-74. 857-896-74, and I'll put that in the IRC there for people who have concerns and questions for Ask a Ronin, if you have some shit that needs to be sorted out.
Okay. We have another final letter here from Sappy in Seattle. Dear Ronin Sariet, I have just met a wonderful, wonderful girl, and I want to show her that she's very, very special to me, but I'm not sure exactly how to do this. I'm really not sure. I'm very shy. Please help, Sappy in Seattle.
This is an easy fix. A lot of people, due to the popularity myth of Hollywood culture and TV, tend to pack around 9mm nowadays. I totally scoff at this round. I strongly suggest you upgrade to a 10mm, or perhaps even the 45. If you've got the money, go out and buy yourself a SIG 228 and a new SIG 357, and fucking make a hole in somebody large enough to toss a cat through.
All right, that's Ask a Ronin. If you have a question for Ronin Sariet,
857-896-7.
Hey, Ronan Sariet, real questions, real people, real answers.
In 12 hours or less. All right, so let's...
It appears that Tattletales is back up, so people go at it. And I got a song here that was sent in by... Love That Nixter. Nixter.
Let's give it a spin.
And it's Tyler Says. This is from Fight Club.
Oh.
Something I haven't heard.
Really?
So it's very uber cool.
Have you sent this to me yet, or have you not?
No, I'm waiting for you to find out and beg, and maybe a year later.
Drive the body, Sam. Try pushing a key once
in
a while.
So this is Tyler Says on Rant Radio on What the Hell.
I really like it.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can. I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Thank you.
Supported by money-back guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we rip them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street.
Chat.
Music played on the show may be not of appropriate interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Centaur.
I bet.
I didn't do nothing. It was me.
All right. Well,
we're back. I'm
gonna turn that down. We're pretty loud on this.
Oh,
speaker.
Sorry.
All right.
Alrighty then. So, APOC is in the house.
Hello.
Any of you have come from where?
Buffalo, New York.
That's
wow.
A long way to go.
How long was the airplane ride?
Too long because I got totally fucked when I was leaving Buffalo. The plane didn't leave the tarmac for, an hour because there was bad weather.
Really?
So we're just sitting there at the gate most of the time. And
with your green hair.
Yeah, with my green hair. Sitting next to this little kid who was, like, very cool. And anyway, so then I missed my flight out to Vancouver because it took us so long to get to Chicago.
Okay.
So I had to, like, wait another 4 hours there.
That's fun at the airport.
It was not good. So, and I didn't get much sleep the night before, so I wasn't too with it yesterday.
Yeah.
You came all the way here just for this.
Adventures in transportation.
Just for this. No.
Just for this show.
Get out of town.
Yeah, just a little vacation.
Yeah.
Considering I'm from Buffalo, New York, I don't blame you. Yeah, Buffalo is actually smaller than Langley, if you can believe that. It's,
what?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, it's got some nice, it's got a major metropolitan area, but I think
who's
Langley is more spread out.
Yeah. I'm going to kill them. Well,
oh,
it's that one.
I just took it out of Centaur's hands. All of his heat and
you're fired.
Microphone.
Punish yourself. That's an environmental mic. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like very sensitive.
You must go whip yourself now. 10 lashes for yourself.
Yep. I know what you're talking about. I'm from Brooklyn, and I've gone through Buffalo about 2 dozen times, up to either Toronto or... Yeah.
It's a town you go through, right? You don't stop there?
I actually got stuck there one night. I was taking the bus from B.C. to New York.
Ooh.
And I'm going back home, and you're supposed to transfer from the bus from, like, up to Buffalo, and then you transfer to another bus to go to Canada, Canada.
I'd rather, like, shoot myself and hope I'm reincarnated in New York. It would take less time.
And it takes 4 days. But the problem was I get to Buffalo, and I miss, because of the driver, I missed my last bus. So I had to spend 19 hours in the fucking bus station waiting for the next fucking bus.
Wow, that's about like 5 cool places to hang out in Buffalo. 5. And you have to like
really look for
them. And they're guarded.
They're closely guarded
and
secrets.
They're cloaked. You have to like close your eyes and walk backwards to enter them. And
something tells me the odd isn't one of them.
The odd isn't even around anymore. Really?
No, they blew it up for a new one, didn't they?
Yeah, they have a new one that was actually owned by a company, a bank that was named Marine Midland. And
Midland
later
Arena,
on,
that's right.
Yes, there was the Marine Midland Arena. And then that company got bought out by HSBC, which is an international banking corporation that's located centrally in somewhere in England. Anyway, so there was this big fight for a long time because the Marine Midland Arena had just come in, and the people who kind
owned
of
it
took care of the auditorium took a while to change it over to, like, I think it's the HSBC Arena now, but people still call it the MA because that was Marine Midland Arena. Anyway.
All right, so...
Are we ready for Tales from the Street?
Sure.
You got one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent. All right.
It's about time to do that. So here's, Tales from the Street.
Picking him up with a squeegee. It's Running Medic's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street. It seems though a couple of questions were raised for last week as to, well, what the hell actually happened? He went off on a bit of a tangent, and I have to send my thanks out to Zoroaster. Thank you for the positive remarks that I did get for that, and the other ones that were, while I was in the IRC, that gave me a little bit of support saying, hey, good rant, thank you very much. I just also wanted to say thanks to Terrell out there for all the good things she's having to do. Thanks to Plastic, APOC, as well as Soylent Zero for helping me straighten up on the IRC. And a little bit of an explanation as to what happened. Well, as it turned out last week, what happened was I had the joy of dealing with a 19-year-old prostitute that had the absolute snot beat out of her in broad daylight with multiple witnesses. But none of them stepped forward, none of them did a darn thing. And later on, what really threw me for the absolute loop was I found out that, one, she was beat up by her pimp, surprise there, and two, the pimp was her father.
Wow. So that's great.
So you'll have to pardon me if I was a little bit on the less than rational side.
You're reading my brain.
You're working in Oklahoma?
Oh! No, that's... no, but that was my explanation for as to the little tirade I went on questioning what was going on out there and what was going through my brain. But now I will get back to my said story that I was going to tell last week, and I will tell this week. It's a story I like to affectionately call A Beautiful Story for Ugly Children. I was on station at our fire hall, and we receive a call for a structure fire. So down the pole we go, into our gear we go, into the fire truck we go. We go hauling down. We see smoke, building from a building. We know it's a live fire. Call it in. We start going through all our little procedures, arrive on scene, throw on our air packs, grab our hose, charge in, and do all the rest of that good stuff. Where the story really starts to kick in, starts really kind of interesting, is myself and the partner I was with at the time, my effectively buddy, who I was assigned with, we're going through doing overhaul. What we're doing now is we're tearing through walls, make sure there's no hot spots so it doesn't reignite and cause us to come back a few hours later when the building starts to burn again. Now, ironically enough, only the roof, the attic, and very light damage was done to the top floor. We got there really quick, and we put it out really, really quickly. It was a very good response time for all of us involved. But as we're doing our overhaul, we're going through a certain people's bedrooms, just because that's the way the fire burnt down. We have to get into closets and such. So my partner calls me over. Ronan Medic, take a look at this. He didn't call me Ronan Medic, of course, but calls me over. We look into the closet, and there, in the 9-year-old daughter's bedroom closet, is this rather, I would consider it anyways, inappropriate negligee for a 9-year-old kid.
Wow.
It gets better. Now, we get in through here, we start digging through, it's going, wow, this is inappropriate. It's like, well, it's not us to question, we're just kind of going, wow, that's kind of freaky. So we dig through some stuffed animals. Now, we dig through some, and buried in the bottom of these stuffed animals is this syringe, about 2.5 to 3 foot Barney. Now, the Barney itself, from the neck up, had been completely incinerated. This is black, melted, kind of plasticky thing.
So, wait, well, you want to see Barney.
A good use for a Barney.
A good use for a Barney. But also, there was an unusual plastic thing that was melted and effectively destroyed that was conveniently placed between the two lower...
Oh, no.
A strap-on.
It was melted into place, effectively. There was this melted black thing.
On this 9-year-old Barney dinosaur.
Barney right. The dinosaur.
Right.
And we're going, wow, Captain, we need to talk. And we pull our captain over, and it's like, yeah, okay, you're coming with us as well. We found a couple other things as well. So.
Oh, really?
So this is where the story goes. This is where the story goes bad to worse for some people. As it turns out, we go, and there's about 3 other firefighters there. We're talking to a police sergeant and the battalion chief. It's like, which one of you two found it? Of course, my buddy going, he did it.
Right.
He goes, you go back to doing your usual fire haul and overhaul, and you get the joy of going and dealing with the battalion chief. So the battalion chief kind of looks over, and he's like, well, what did you find? He's like, well, I explained it to him. He's like, there's nothing else that coincides with that, but it does kind of make an interesting picture. As it turns out, one of the other firefighters found a loaded .22 handgun. Another one found a loaded shotgun. And the third one went into the barn to try and find a couple more connections and then do some spotting and such, doing his overhaul around, and found a whole pile of vehicle numbers. Those little strips where they have the VINs.
Yeah.
A whole stack of them. And a barn full of parts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other interesting thing, as I found out later on. Now, not needless to say, mom and dad went to jail, and the 9-year-old was kind of put off into a home. But I found out later on through the investigation, because I knew the fire inspector very well, it turns out that what was in the attic actually happened to be, for lack of a better term, a pedophile porno camera kind of thing where they took still photos of the girl.
Right.
And as it turned out, the 9-year-old snapped and lit the entire attic.
The story has partially a happy ending.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's a beautiful story for ugly children.
Yeah.
It's the 9-year-old finally snapping, doing the carry, and incinerating everything from the attic up and incinerating the burning.
Yes.
That was there was pictures distributed of.
We need more of those children.
No, we don't.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, direct action, yes. Those children, no.
No.
Can you put down the blinds because bugs are, like, looking at the light and wanting to invade my house? There we go.
There you go.
So there's
Ronan Medic's Tale from the Street. A beautiful story.
As a footnote, whatever happened with the parents there? Are they in the slammer?
Are they
in the slammer a long time?
I can only assume that the father is in the slammer for a long time, because from my understanding, mom turned witness.
Oh, I see.
Yes, plea bargaining.
Okay.
That's great.
That's nice. I still don't care. I'm you're waiting outside the steps.
Hi.
3 months left. She might get off with good behavior. Yeah, that's a long time wait right there. Scope is hot. Okay, so moving right along.
You ready, Dak?
Yep.
Okay. Gross hospital starts.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross, 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 Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Now, before I start, I'd just like to know, are we apparently sharing the same half a brain cell these days? Because your story relates to not the story you just told, but the first one about the daddy daughter pimp routine.
I certainly hope not.
Because like we're apparently
my one brain cell is all I got.
Yeah, I know. Apparently we're sharing it or something these days.
Leave it alone. It's mine.
Brain cell.
As I mentioned last week,
you leave it all sticky when you give it back too.
The hive mind, yes. As I mentioned last week, I told you a story about one of my partners, Rick Smith. Well, now I was going to tell you this week about my other partner.
Hey, Rick. Wait, you're starting wrong.
No, shut up, bitch. Trevor Burns.
Do it right.
Trevor Burns passed away last year at Christmas. From AIDS.
That's great when people die at Christmas, especially when they die from like a corporate disease. But anyway.
He picked it up about 10, 12 years earlier from a blood transfusion for a bleeding ulcer. He lost about 4 pints of his blood into his stomach, and they decided, well, you know, you need some blood.
So they killed him.
Yeah, they killed him right
there
and there.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, anyhow, starting off as I normally do, in case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years working at a hospital.
Happy projectile vomit, man.
And in that time...
Yes, I'm happy now.
I saw many gross and disgusting things. Well, I'm going to tell you two things tonight. I'm going to tell you, one, about Trevor. And two, I'm going to tell you about what was the last night we ever spent at the hospital before we were all pulled out of there. We were all transferred out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another story unto itself, and I'm not going to bitch and complain about that one anymore at all.
Were you extracted by a Huey gunship?
I should have been. It would have been a lot pleasanter than what happened.
Oh.
Now, I mentioned that I had been hurt once getting kicked in the eye. I mentioned that Rick got his pinky shattered. Also, about 3 months before we left the site, Rick tripped going down a ravine and shattered his leg. He ended up breaking the ankle and having a break that ran the length of the bone all the way up to the knee. Then he broke the bone the same way, running all the way up the other bone into the hip joint.
Unlucky.
Well, no, disabled for the rest of his life.
Not going anywhere for a while?
Insurance going to do anything for them?
Insurance wrote him off and said, you can never work again. He can't really sit or stand without being in pain.
Oh.
So they just gave him as much drugs as he wants and give him money every month.
Take the leg, please. I mean, that's
nothing else you can do. Thank you. Goodbye. You're never working again.
Wow.
That was Rick. Now, these are the accidents that happened to us. There was also a bunch of minor characters that appeared in our show that were hurt many times or were not hurt many times and left. But they don't really count. But Trevor, who was there from the day one, had not been hurt. And here it is, the last day that we're there. Upstairs, on the fourth floor, was the area we called pediatrics. Pediatrics are for children. Now, most of the time we'd have young children under the age of about 5, but occasionally we would have older children there. Now, we had this little 13-year-old girl there. She technically should have been in psych. That was what her problem was. She had tried to commit suicide 3 times. Why would a 13-year-old find it necessary to commit suicide? Well, it appears that her mother was a prostitute. And her mother was using her as a duo. So you could have both the 13-year-old daughter and the mom at the same time.
That's great.
Wow, you know what? It's almost enough for you to go out and try to find people where you can get that duo and just flash a bunch of money around and say, yeah, I'm looking for a duo. And then you find one. And then you...
kill the adult, yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
I know, but I did.
And then you extol some street-level justice.
And then I practiced some direct action.
Direct action.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd be some direct action applied there, liberally.
All over that.
Yeah,
I know. Anyhow, the girl had a stepmother who she loved. The stepmother had nothing to do with any of this bullshit.
Okay.
she wanted to go with the stepmother, but the stepmother wasn't even, like, dating the father anymore.
Right.
The stepmother had really technically nothing to do with the family.
Right.
But she still would spend time with this girl because the girl loved her. And she was, you know, a decent human being who was kind of upset over the bullshit that had gone on. But she has her own life. This is like 5 years later. She can't take care of this other girl.
What about this...
The mother?
What about the father?
The father was a dickhead, too. The father knew about this. He didn't care. This was one of the reasons why the stepmom is no longer with him.
I'm sorry. I have a problem with that statement.
Feed him the shovel.
What's the greater sin here? What's the greater sin here?
I think it's pretty clearly mom pimping out daughter, actually.
No, mom working. Well, think about it. A duo. That doesn't just mean mom's pimping out daughter.
Mom's
work participating with daughter.
Okay, so mom's participating with daughter. Not only that, but the dad knows... And he doesn't care.
There's a special place in hell for people like that.
This is why I've argued. There's a special place in my fucking basement
and
for
over.
People like that.
July through September should be pimp season. September through, November, you can go after moose. July through August, pimp season. It would be great. And imagine, no, this one doesn't weigh enough.
We got to throw him back.
No, put more clothes on him.
No more gold
bull
chains.
Sorry, gold chains. Quick, get him a Mr. T starter kit.
You just collect the gold chain and the guy's like wrapped up.
Pity the fool. So anyhow.
We get a castmate gold turban, put it on him, and that'll do
so, anyhow.
45 pounds.
This guy is no longer in the picture. Mom is in jail. Daughter's in a pediatric. She should be in our psych ward, but we won't put children in the psych ward. We'll put them upstairs in the peds. Stepmom comes to visit because she is now moving to Alberta, from what I understand. So
that's nice.
So, well, she has her own life. She has another family that she's with. She has not really been associated with this family for 5 years. She has nothing more to do with this.
Well,
I understand her side, and I don't agree, but, you know, it's not for us to fucking say. So she says goodbye to the kid. The kid wants to go home with her. The kid wants to go with her. The kid now flips out. They call me and Trevor to try and calm the kid down to help the kid.
Because you're such a calming influence.
Actually, normally I don't ever have to. 9 times out of 10, I don't have to get physical with people. All I have to do is I have to just talk with them. Because 90% of the time, if you speak to somebody, let them tell you their problems, let them tell you what they think is wrong, they will calm down. And you can reason with them, no matter how screwed up they are. That 1 time out of 10, you do have to thump people.
But?
And I'd rather not thump the people, okay? I'm sorry, I'd rather talk to them. Like I told, never mind, that's another story. But anyhow, so we're going on. We're trying to calm this kid down. This kid is screaming. This kid is flipping out. The doctor comes in. Now, we just want to turn the kid down, hold her down, give her an IM, Haldol, Ativan, sedate the kid. Put her down. Because, no, I'm sorry. No, there's a time when you can talk to somebody, and there's a time when they're screaming unreasonable.
Oh, yeah, they went all Linda Blair.
Yeah, and this is exactly the situation. I've been there now for 5 years. At this point, I know when it's a point where you can't talk to somebody.
Get the Trank gun.
Yeah, exactly. The doctor, however, you know, knows better than I do. She's willing to blather on. Okay, fine. So the doctor lets her blather on. The kid makes a break for it. We have to stand in the way. Kid goes back, standing on top of her bed, screaming and crying. Kid then basically makes another break for it. We get in the way, prevent her from running out the door. Kid goes back, same thing. This is going on for 2 fucking hours.
Wow.
I'm getting fucking tired of it. I'm getting at the point where I'm about to tell the doctor. I mean, I'm getting out of there 2 days from now, right? What I thought. It was like, this is like, we're leaving in 2 days. We'll be our last day. We're there.
Yeah, so...
So I'm like getting to the point where I'm just about to tell the doctor, look, can we just fucking sedate her, okay? What's she going to do? Fire me? Fuck her, you know, right? So
it's like, whatever, bitch, you can keep the 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So finally the doctor says, okay, I guess we'll have to do something. So she sets up.
Oh, way to go there, fucking
yeah,
man.
But what she does is she tries to, like, cajole the kid into taking the IM as an injection in the arm.
Yeah, right.
Right. Needless to say, the kid freaks out even more. Kid runs over to the toy box, grabs one of these cheap plastic ukuleles.
Uh-oh.
Dun-a-dun.
Child with a ukulele.
It sounds funny, right?
Don't they teach that at the Black Rock Combat Center?
Sounds funny, right? Kid is now standing on top of her bed brandishing this. We have to try and get it away.
What's the password?
Dr. Babbitt.
Kid is now holding the ukulele, brandishing it to try to keep us away. finally, we're getting at the point where we're thinking we should do something. The nurses are now screaming, no, she's got an instrument. We have to call the police.
She's got an instrument. It's an instrument of power.
It's a plastic toy, and it's a 13-year-old kid.
You listen to a fucking ukulele? Yeah, it is an instrument of terror.
Yeah,
it is. I've heard it's a small world after all.
So the kid, if we'd let me do what I wanted to do, we would have grabbed a blanket. And you simply, you don't throw it over top. You simply, two each grab an end. You basically run up, wrap it around the kid. It prevents her from, tangles up the arms, prevents her from doing anything. I've done it with knives. I've done it with syringes. I've done it with sharpened pointies. And no one got hurt. But no, one of the nurses has to get in the way this time. Trevor makes a move for her arm. The kid turns around and with the most... Like, we're talking...
A Braveheart face.
A backhand that, Agassi would have been fucking proud of. She catches him in the top of his head. The thing explodes into a shower of plastic fragments. One of the fragments digs into the top of Trevor's scalp.
Now, that's a child who's got some fucking initiative. I'm sorry. I just got pimped by a mother-daughter, too, and you're going to stick a needle in my fucking arm?
Fuck that!
Fuck that! Fuck you! Fuck all you assholes! I got me this ukulele here. Fuck you, guard. No way. Ping! Tarang! Off the top of the head you go. That shit should be leaking.
So Trevor basically just kind of like turns his head. Blood splatters down into his face. He gets a hold of the kid's arm. I get a hold of the other kid. The fight is now over. We roll her on over to her ass. Give her a shot. She's basically tied down. 2 minutes later, she's sound asleep. No more trauma. No more fucking yelling. No more none of this bullshit, which would have happened an hour and a half earlier if we had done it the way I fucking wanted to. But I don't know anything. I'm just a security guard who's leaving.
I have one word for that. Rubber bullets.
Yeah, exactly. So they take Trevor downstairs.
Sud, thank you. Stop
crying. They pull what they think is the shard of plastic out of Trevor's head. Uh-huh. They stitch him up. No problem. 3 days later, he's got this massive fucking infection.
No shit.
Guess why? The shard broke off, and there was another piece of plastic lodged underneath his scalp.
Oh, septic shock much?
No.
Bone-releasing. Way to go.
Didn't quite get septic shock, but they had to take him back in, cut it open, drain it out, and remove the piece of plastic. So like I said,
from a ukulele.
Five years, this guy was there dealing with all the same shit I was, the same shit Rick was.
Last
Trevor day. Had never been fucking hurt. Last fucking day, last incident... For Trevor Shift.
A good one. Upside the head.
And he takes a serious fucking injury.
A plastic ukulele at that.
From a 13-year-old girl.
Wow. You know why I would not work at that hospital?
Why?
Because I would have my work that I do on shift, and I would have the work that I do off shift.
Everyone's saying,
you
get
would never
her,
sleep.
Get her into cult.
Starring Sean Kennedy as the Punisher.
Oh, I'm serious. I'd be like... Got this blue shirt on, going out to the car, got the ripstop nylon on.
Sean Kennedy's War Journal, day 59.
I would, man. I'd be like, la, 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 la.
I was thinking of that today. I was thinking of becoming the Punisher today.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear to God, it'd be a full-time fucking job. You just swing around the hospital, go talk to cops. Hi. So who's an Uber shithead this week who deserves to die? And the cop would be like, well, there's
got a good
guy.
List.
Funny story, true story. This happened in Vancouver. This is an actual true story. So this kind of justice does happen. Okay, there was these cops. They show up, and it was under the bridge in Vancouver. Under the bridge, there was this burned-out car that's right across from the turf, okay, at that time.
Oh, yeah, I know the neighborhood.
Okay, this is like Uber.
Say it isn't so.
Oh, yeah.
This area should be cleansed with fire.
Oh, yeah. No, this place was a DMZ. It's like you want to bomb this place into gravel and then have, like, experienced infantry sift through it. That's how bad this neighborhood is, okay? It's, like, bad, 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 bad. Yeah. So... They get called down to the turf. There's like 10 cops there because you go to the turf, you take 10 fucking cops with you. That's just the way it is. There's sawdust on the floor. Okay, is that summing up for you?
I soak up the blood.
Yeah, there's no glass cups. Everything's plastic. All the seats are nailed to the floor. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's no. You don't go there to drink. You go there to imbue alcohol until the fight starts.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's not making jokes about.
No, this is
not
is about,
an exaggeration.
This is like fucking. You know no that bar right. on Mos Eisley was fuck all to this place. Okay, Obi-Wan would have had his ass handed to him in the turf. Okay. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, Jedi. Fuck you.
Smack!
Stupid bitch bringing a lightsaber to a gunfight.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
Short-range weapon.
You didn't expect me to have this Predator chain gun here. Use that lightsaber now, fucker! Anyway, so what happens is that they go down there. There's this burned-out car. Now, the car wasn't it's always been there. It's like, you know, the car that never got towed kind of thing.
It lives there.
They walk over to the car. Inside the car is this guy. They know it was a guy. And he had been beaten to the point of way beyond recognition. And one of the other cops showed up, who was the experienced cop who told me this story. He shows up. He looks down at the guy's hands. His hands are all fucked up. His arms are broken. His collarbone's gone. His pelvic crown holding his hips together. He'd been kicked in the nuts so many times that his pelvic crown had shattered. Okay, so it looks like he'd fallen apart.
Ouch.
Yeah. He had been beaten and kicked and stomped and crushed until there was nothing left of this fucker. Somebody did the monster mash on this guy just like beyond Shift X, okay? So, he took some mega damage. Uber fucked. I mean, the guy had been beaten to death. It was not an instrument. You could tell by looking at it. So it was soft trauma. Some fucker just, or a group of guys.
Literally kicked, just beat the
beat this guy until he turned into a beanbag. Then threw him in the trunk of this car. So they're sitting there. They're like, fuck. Now, one of the cops shows up, looks down at his hands, he sees there's a ring on his hand. Now, the ring was really unique. What the thing is about the ring is that it's one of those custom-made kind of ring jobbies, you know, with, like, the big diamonds on it and shit.
Right.
So it wasn't a crime of, like, you know, robbery, because all his shit was there, his wallet was there.
It was personal.
Right. When they show up and they're going through his gear, they find his wallet, there's no ID in it, there's just cash, which is, you know, standard for scum fucks. They don't pack ID and whatever. But when the cop shows up and sees the ring, he knows who it is. He says, oh, that's fucking that piece of shit. I can't remember his name. So anyway, this piece of shit, what his thing was, is I'm going to go get, like, 13 to 16-year-old girls hooked on heroin, bad heroin at that, and then pimp them out, right? And he had, like, a regular farming colony that he would do, and the girls would wind up getting killed, invariably, because he pimped them out to, like, the really scumfuck snakehead motherfuckers.
Okay? Well, the sorts that would fuck 13-year-olds.
Exactly. And
well, the sorts that would fuck 13-year-olds and kill them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for good bucks, right? And the cops had been on this guy and been on this guy, but they hadn't been able to nail him down. So when the cop shows up, he's like, ha-ha, right on! You know who this is? This is that piece of shit! And he tells them who it is, because he recognizes the ring, and they're like, oh, yeah, because his head is, like, fucking, you know, 3/4 of an inch thick. Okay, that's how. So they're like, oh, fuck, excellent. Smithers, right? They're all laughing. True story.
Problem solved.
They're all laughing. Out of the turf comes this fucking guy. And he's, like, 7'2". Okay, and, like, no shit. Like, that's, like, his actual size. Was, like, 7'2" and, like, 6 feet wide and all muscle. He's, like, farm boy. He wasn't really, like, you know, the big built WWF guy, but he's like, hi, I am, like, I don't actually have. I'm a golem, you know? I'm just like,
Sean, right? The technical term for that is beef fed.
Yeah, this is the guy who could, like, throw bales of hay on top of the wagon, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me about the rabbit.
Yeah, this guy was fucking huge. The cops turned around, two of them undid their guns and put them behind their backs when the guy started to walk over. Because they're like, holy shit, we don't have enough force here to take this guy down without shooting him. They just knew it to look at him. They're like, oh, my God, this guy's a demon, okay? So he lumbers over. He looks down at the cops. His hands are fucked. Totally chewed to shit. It's like there's bandages and blood-soaked rags on him and shit. And he walks up, the cops, big kind of long face. He goes, it's me. The cop says, excuse me? He said, it was me. I did it. Last night, my little sister, she was got some bad shit. She wound up in a coma, and they found her, and she'd been fucked and stuff, and now she's in the hospital, and I don't know what I was thinking. I got all mad, and I came down here, and I found him, and I did it. I beat him to death.
One guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this guy with no problem. He'd, like, hold him with one hand and shake the guy until infant death syndrome occurred, okay? This guy was just like, I will shake you until all your bones shatter. He looked like a fucking paint mixer. Anyway, so he sits there, and he's like, and they're like, oh, I see.
You weren't anywhere near.
And the cops look at the guy in the back seat of the car. They look at the guy in the back seat of the car. They look up at the big guy. They look at the guy in the back seat of the car. The footmarks match. Like, there's no way there's any other motherfucker on the planet who's got boots that size. There's blood on his hands. There's blood on the guy's clothes. Okay, and he goes, right, yeah, we'll call you if we need you. They took his name and number, and yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah. So, it was a huge lack of evidence. So that there is some there is some street level justice that does occur. That is a true story that really did occur, because the guy who actually told me that wasn't actually the cop. It was a tow truck driver who used to do a car recovery. And that was how I got that story. But, yeah, that's a true story.
Well, I've experienced that myself, or something to a small extent of it. And I quote, well, you didn't mean to punch him in the throat, did you? I said, oh, yeah, I was aiming for that. No, 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 you didn't mean to punch him in the throat. It just happened, that's where your hand landed. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was aiming for his chin. That's what I thought you said.
Speaking of these stories, it should be said that Nomad Centaur also used to work at the same hospital.
He was there. Nomad Centaur was at the hospital before I was there.
Because that was
however, he didn't have quite the same stories. However, do you remember last week I was talking about the individual who crushed Rick Smith's finger, who I called Satan. Well, Nomad Centaur can tell you the story about when the guy came in screaming that he was Satan.
The first time. Because he was a repeat offender.
The first time Satan came to the hospital.
How long did you work at the hospital?
Only 6 months, so... You know,
six months.
That's really stupid. We should stop doing that.
Now he figures it out. Anyway, one Friday night around 10 o'clock, I suppose, paramedics bring in this guy, kid. Must have been late teens, whatever it was. Anyways, they've got him strapped to the gurney because he's impossible to control at this point, and he is screaming out repeatedly, "I am Satan!" Repeatedly, on and on and on.
It's amazing how much like Satan you looked when you said that.
It's tough talking to my brother that way. Anyway,
I've dated Satan. He looked nothing like Satan, actually.
Anyway, there's cops arrive, the kid's mother arrives, everyone's around, he's continually screaming, "I am Satan! I will curse you all!"
Damn!
I am Satan!
Meanwhile, myself...
Yeah, rubber bullet.
Meanwhile, seeing that he is strapped to the gurney, that the situation is under control... Me and my partner, we just sit behind the desk and watch and laugh and joke about this particular situation.
Hey, we got Satan strapped to a gurney, right on.
Ooh, I'm Satan. I'm all powerful. Fear me. Go do it yourself.
I'm at some point in society. I should be in jail.
Anyway, at some point, this poor sap seems to just calm down, just kind of, and stop screaming. We're thinking, Satan's left the body.
When suddenly,
after about a minute, his mom is trying to...
His mom?
His mom is there. His mom is there.
Ah, you would be the mother of Satan. That would put you as the whore of Babylon. How are you doing, Miss Babylon? Please park the Hydra outside. Thanks much.
Anyway, she's there by the bed trying to, I love you, son. You haven't come down, blah, blah, blah. When he suddenly gets this light in his eye, and he turns to her and he says... "Hey, bitch, wanna fuck?"
Wow.
At which point, the cops and the paramedics immediately wheel him into the next room and strap him to another bed, face down.
And now you're like, when I said after I strapped his face down, I would cut away his pants and I would have said, "Hey, bitch, wanna fuck?" Just because I'm a sick prick. But anyway.
At which point, he's going to fall unconscious and piss himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's sexy.
No, that's a software problem.
This is proprietary. Yeah, you never, ever get anything that's made by Sixth Plane. Never. You don't get it. No Brimstone software.
We've had some really quality control problems coming from there.
Yeah, the Brimstone software is full of bugs. It's very, very buggy, mostly locusts, large ones, about the size of choppers. Eat everything, bad,
We're going to open up the phone lines.
Are we?
We're going to play that cult song first, though.
Remember
that cult song? That catchy cult song?
Sure.
Join the cult. Okay, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. There we go. I'm noticing a lot of
journalism. Always is. Our
What if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, they're kind of case that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I'm talking about Deckard. I'm talking about vampires, Fletcher, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyle. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking tent.
Our society is fucked! We'll send in here, going to all lie under the cult banner. We'll have ourselves and we'll download brainwashing. Hey, what will happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time we'll have, over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2. I buy a Nike missile base. We all live in there, throw up a slice wire, and we got everyone who comes fucking near us. It's not that fucking bad! Our society is fucked! Our society is fucked! I have a gun! It's not that fucking bad! Understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God Box is a lie. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at join@thecult.org. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome.
All right, the phone lines are open now. And we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Of course we do. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Hunter O'Ryan.
Hunter O'Ryan. Hunter O'Ryan, how's it going, buddy?
Not bad.
So, how's things going on your end of the world?
Not too shabby. I just quit my job and I'm moving to Toronto.
Oh, that finally did happen.
Yes.
Toronto, poor decision.
When did you...
Toronto's a great city.
When did you quit your job?
No. I gave my notice a couple days ago.
Oh, you gave your notice a couple days ago. Was your job bad?
Yes. It sucked.
What was the major problem with your job?
My boss.
Oh, really? Tell me about your boss. Who is he?
The boss is a man named Evan Williams.
Oh, I see. And what was his problem exactly?
Well, he's an arrogant fucking prick.
Oh, I see. And what was his whole stick? Like, why did he give you problems?
Because he doesn't listen to anything I say.
Hmm.
Just a plain moron. That's it, that's all.
Oh, I see. So you're gonna be leaving then.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I see. And you're going back. When are you planning on heading back to Toronto?
I'm going to be heading out in a couple of weeks, actually.
Oh, cool. We should definitely see about getting in contact then, throwing some email back and forth.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So, how long, I guess, since you've given your notice and everything, are you moving, or is anything being moved out, or what's happening there?
I'm going to be moving in about a week to 2 weeks. I'm going to get everything, like, all packed up and ship stuff out, like my computer.
Oh, I see.
What city are you in right now?
I'm in White Rock.
Ah, that's in BC for everyone.
Okay, well, that's cool. Well, we should definitely, you know, if you're just local here in White Rock, we should get together for coffee.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, man.
There's one thing that I wanted to mention, though.
What's that?
On Saturday, there's a little meeting going on at the PNE for us. Myself and Soul Trance are trying to hook it up.
Oh, on Saturday, this coming Saturday?
Yes. Saturday coming up, there's a post on the cult page for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if everybody could go take a look and let us know who's local and...
And head down to the PNE, sort of an impromptu Sabbath kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think there's quite a few Vancouver local people in cult.
There are now. I mean, there's people in Port Coquitlam and things like that. Did you just post this on the page?
Yeah, it's posted on the page now.
Great. So all the new listeners that are there, they can see about showing up for that Sabbath. It'd be great. And what time is it on Saturday?
We're going to be getting there about noonish.
About noonish, eh? Well, we'll have to see if I can make that. I may have some prior commitments.
Excellent.
But that could be very cool. Whereabouts at the PNE?
We're not 100% sure. I've never been there myself.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, then you should probably pick a location. There's a guy who's running. There's a statue of these dudes running with a torch right by the PNE Forum, if I'm correct. Yeah. It's like a big monument there, so...
Or you could say something like the roller coaster. It's really big.
No, but that's inside the PNE. Like, we may not want to wind up going inside the PNE.
The corner of Hastings and Renfrew by the scrawling sign that perpetually...
Yeah, the
there.
Corner of Hastings and Renfrew, there's a huge statue of these guys running. And that would be the place to meet for sure. It's almost symbolic in a few ways. But,
yeah, that would sound excellent.
Okay, so it's on the corner of Hastings and Renfrew?
Renfrew, yeah.
Hastings and Renfrew.
Soul Trance says they need buttons. Sean K., we need buttons.
Yes, I know. Yes, we want free stuff. Give us our free stuff. We want to be a cult, but we don't want to contribute anything to it. No, I totally respect it. No, that's cool. That's cool. I'll see if I can make it down there, and if not, I'll see if I can set up myself there vicariously via some buttons or something. But
a little part of you.
But that's all. That's all good. So that sounds awesome. It's a local Sabbath. So everyone who's new, because there's like 40 new members that got posted today. Go ahead.
I said fucking right, I am too.
Okay, so sounds good. Good plan. We'll see if we can get that Sabbath happening for next Saturday, man. Good plan. You want to make sure you get those details down. Hastings and Ramfru by the big fucking running statue.
Excellent. Thank you very much, man.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
All right. I mean, that's a great place for him to move out. I mean, Toronto has a bunch of really hard members around there, like Integrity.
Yep.
And I myself live in Buffalo, and I go up to Toronto quite a few times.
Oh, and he's
a pretty central place.
He's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
I talked to him on ICQ a few times.
And Toronto's a pretty kick-ass city.
It is, though.
Oh, there's just one problem with Toronto. It's cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Canadian corporate corruption.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
Breaker 1.
Hey, Breaker 1. You ever phoned in before?
No.
Where are you phoning in from?
Brown County, Indiana.
Brown County? Holy cow.
Do they color code things in Indiana?
So what's it like down there in Brown County, Indiana?
There's a hell of a lot of trees, and that's just about it.
Sounds like redneck territory. Am I close?
Booey, man. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a big tornado target we're talking about here? Like, are we got a lot of trailers going on, that sort of thing?
Actually, there was a tornado here not too long ago.
Uh-huh. And without telling me, I bet it touched down in a trailer park, didn't it?
No.
Did it go near a trailer park?
More than likely.
Mall. Did we get any shopping malls?
Did we get a shopping mall? I did a really good voodoo right, and it just didn't seem to fucking pan out. What would you like to say, buddy?
I'd just like to let everyone know that there's two projects that I'm kind of halfway working on.
Sure, sure.
One of which is Cult Chat, which I got my server wrote and the client's being written right now. I got Echo that's going to be on my going to be the server there, and I just want to know if everyone's going to like download or not. It's going to be worth my time writing.
So what exactly is it? Maybe you can explain what Cult Chat is.
It's kind of like AOL Instant Messenger without the AOL evilness.
Okay.
So it's you ripped a whole bunch of data is what you're telling me here.
No. It's mine somewhat. The server is not mine.
Oh, okay. So this is like an ICQ kind of a thing?
Yeah. It's written in VB, but, it's cult chat for cult members only.
Well, that sounds very, very cool. As a matter of fact, if you could send me an email with some details on that, that'd be really cool, because I'd like to kind of get away from ICQ, because ICQ is turning into a corporate mega media bitch.
However, I know what
you're... I'm worried about the transition, because ICQ is so ingrained with all the cult members and everything, so making that transition could be difficult. What was the second project you were talking about?
Well, on the first project,
Yep.
There's, like, no numbers, no anything. Once you log on, there's a list of everyone that's on.
Right.
So you don't have to really, like, worry about that. It's a relatively small program. And the second project is Cultiverse.
Cultiverse?
Yes.
What is that?
That was going to be our 3D chat program.
Ah, now this is something you want to talk with APOC about for the Nidus project. There's been a series of people who are talking about we're getting this from the Metaverse, from the Neal Stephenson books. It's like a virtual reality sort of a environment that everybody wants to see happen with cult. Now, what's your plan here?
Well, I'm not real sure. That's the thing. I was kind of talking to some members there, and we decided it'd be best to get like a group of people, like collect it up, so we can start brainstorming some ideas of what's going to happen, what's it going to be like, what's going to be in it. But there's been no anyone. Pretty much let me know anything about it.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone knows about it or not.
APOC, what do you got to say about this?
As far as a cult-only website goes, we're talking a lot about Nidus and a lot of people hear about it. We are, it's currently in development right now. If you are a cult member and you want to be in and beta test, please email me at APOC@thecult.org with a password, and I'll set you in the system. But
APOC
as far
is APOK.
Yes, and the cult is K-U-L-T. All right, anyway.
Just so you know, so you're not like APOC, APOC, hacker speak. It's just fucking APOC.
There's no zero or anything. Anyway.
No fours or zeros.
Yes. As far as a 3D universe goes, I don't know how good the technology is right now. This is definitely something we're going to be looking for in the future. And it definitely should be brainstormed, and we should really think about how we want to do it. Even setting up, like, you know, city designs and kind of stuff like that. But it's going to be a while before we can actually put this into a kind of reality situation.
Well, for that, can't you use, like, an existing program?
You could use something like Half-Life and use mods and create that, which is something we've looked at using, like, an open-source Half-Life engine and creating mods for it. But the only thing is we'd like to have sort of a VRML-type interface where what people type appears above their heads and things like that. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about it, there's a book called Avatars, which is available, but it talks about VRML, which is the virtual reality language, and it's apparently that language sucks ass hard. It's very hard to use. However, if we can use like a Half-Life mod or something like that, we could build a world which could be very, very cool, and then use that link in with Nidus. So that might be a direction for you to look.
All right.
Okay, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Yeah, something we have to get some Deckers involved with, I think, and really.
Yeah, the Cultiverse is something that I've always wanted ever since reading the Neil Stephenson book. Everybody who's ever read the fucking Neil Stephenson works book wants a goddamn virtual reality. I mean, Jesus Christ, Lawnmower Man. You know, what do you want here? I mean, I want the Johnny Mnemonic web interface. That's what I want. You know, I want to be able to cruise in. He's replicating himself. Whoa, you know, yeah, absolutely. You know, that would be the way to go. What I'd love to do. Oh, you know what I'd love to do. What I'd love to do is get a VFX 3D helmet, lock myself in the room, you know, kill everyone I know, and just work on stuff, and that would be the only way I could get anything done.
Just download yourself and spread the virus.
Yeah, I'll download myself. Yeah, man. It's actually kind of funny. There's been almost a quasi-spiritual thing that's been happening with some things in cult when related to technology. Very, very weird. For example, when we were embroidering, there's the cult logo on a disc. And every time the guy puts the cult logo in the embroidery machine, only the cult logo, which I have never written, it's done exactly the same way as every other logo, they have to shut down the machine afterwards, remove the disc, and do a cold reboot.
Sweet!
Otherwise, the machine will do nothing but the cult logo.
All right.
Infected.
Like, you can open another program and tell it to do it, and it'll go, right, okay, doing another cult logo. And it just does it on everything. It does it on clothing, and it'll fucking do it on your cat, whatever. Like, I'm just waiting for the day he's going to go in for a long weekend, leave the cult disc in there, he'll come back and it'll be a thing off virus, you know, walking around his building. And all of, like, embroidered shit, like, broken through the big door and shit and looking for people. But that's true. There was another thing that happened with cult, too. There was another, the Intelligence Project 2501 thing happening with the cult stuff. Somebody sent it to me, and I can't remember what it is now, but somebody was having problems with, like, the cult stuff, like, it was just happening on its own. Things were starting to happen with the whole concept of it. I can't remember what it is right now, but that was the one thing, and it's starting. So if you notice any sort of quasi-AI things happening with cult-related items where the Internet is beginning to take on the life and fuel cult of its own, email me, and we'll talk about it here on the show.
Well, that's all the proof I needed of evil.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Mr. Nixter.
How you doing, buddy?
Just basically calling to check in, because I haven't been calling in the last couple, 3 weeks, so.
Oh, okay. Why is that? You've been busy?
Oh, just haven't got in because you guys are too lazy to open the phone line.
Too busy?
Hey, fuck
not
you.
Too lazy.
Too busy.
Yeah, 601. I'm just going to come
up. You guys like that wallpaper, that Matrix one, did you see that? It should be on Sim's wall.
No, actually, I haven't.
My computer.
Very cool.
Oh, my God.
It has a little cult logo I put on the chest there.
Oh, that's fucking. Oh, yeah.
Trinity's Tits, brought to you by
Cult. Oh, my God, is that ever porn?
It looks real, that K. Like, you can't tell.
Oh, you totally can't tell. That's awesome, man. You fully have to send that to me. Is that on the site? Can we download that?
Yeah, it's been on the site. I just want to encourage people to check the media archive, because I've been doing a lot of stuff lately with my classes and stuff.
Okay, what clan is she?
Graphic design classes.
Oh, Ronin.
She would be in the Ronin clan.
That's right. Well, that's...
I think they're doing that for a couple other select movies.
Oh, yeah. Like,
excellent.
Like a Johnny Mnemonic thing, a Hacker thing, Lawnmower Man thing. Oh, God.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I want to see a retouched up Star Wars TIE fighter with the Ronin or the cult symbol on it.
Anyways. What the hell?
Okay, buds.
All right. Very good artwork. He just turned
out. Oh, the guy's fucking amazing. He's just like, I'm doing this for free because I believe in what you do.
Okay.
Babs did a fucking browser. She made a cult browser.
Yeah, check it out.
You know what I mean? Like, all this shit is just, you know, the life of cult, man. It's just a happening. Babs, I think, was the one who told me about the other thing that happened. It was like things are beginning to occur.
Strange things. Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
There's a nomad, Punk of Evil.
Punk of Evil. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Where are you from?
Idaho. Pissant Town.
So how you doing, man? What's going on?
Not much. Just kicking it with the new member, Kurgan.
Kurgan! Excellent. We always need more Kurgans. Large people with swords are great. So what's the plan for you guys down there in Idaho?
Well, what's the plan? Right now, it's just listening to What the Hell every Sunday as always.
It's the church that you attend every Sunday night for 3 hours.
That's right, for your programming.
Yes, for the deprogramming.
So I guess you turned on Kurgan to the whole Rant Radio cult thing.
Yes, I did.
And is he there now?
Yes, he is.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, there he is. Hello?
Hey, Kurgan, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
So what's your take? I mean, you're a brand new member. I guess your ICQ number got put up on the page because you got ICQ on there, right?
Yeah.
And did you get a whole shitload of messages?
I haven't been able to check it yet.
Oh, well, you should probably check because there's a whole lot of people who are going to have messaged you, buddy, like a ton. Let me ask you something. As a new member, as a person who joined, why did you join cult? Like, I know I asked you that in the questionnaire, but I just want to ask you on the air. Why did you, you know, your buddy said, hey, man, there's a cult. You should join.
You're like, what? And you're are you talking about?
Like, what? How did that happen exactly?
Oh, well, I was talking to a Punk of Evil here, and I started looking through all the stuff on the page, and most of it was pretty interesting, and stuff like the kiddie porn, trying to take that down, tried to help out with that a little bit, so... stuff you're doing is just really cool, and I want to be part of it.
So what was the nail in the coffin? What was the thing that said, yes, I want to be a member of this?
It was more likely just the fact that it's something that isn't totally completely taken over by people that want you to not think.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. I'm into that, and everybody else who's involved with cult is into that. It's all about free expression, and knowledge should be free. So was that what you guys wanted to say? Just say, yo, hey, and you guys got your little gathering growing down there?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Rock.
Sean, you said that this is a church that we attend every Sunday.
I say that.
Okay, you say that. Yep. Well, if this says invitation to worship. If this is a church,
yeah.
This must mean this is the communion wine.
Yeah, drink the communion wine.
Where's my little cookie?
We have cookies sometimes.
Okay, the gum. The gum
was girl on the left brings the cookies, the food, the body of
besides you,
the
you
body
didn't,
of Rant Radio.
You didn't like the crackers the girl on the left brought last week.
All right,
who's
calling in? Who's calling in?
Those were Squiddios.
Shut it. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Star Baby.
Hey, Star Baby.
Hey, Star Baby. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Right on. So, what can we do for you this evening?
I just called to profess my undying love to Ronan Sariot.
You're pledging your undying love? I've got to ask. Although Ronan Sariot is an envision of manliness, and in fact he has some blood in his testosterone, I'm just wondering, what is it about Ronan Sariot that drives women wild?
I don't know. I think it's the mask.
I must leave the building
so
now.
You're one of those kind of girls. Hey, no.
She's just of advice.
She's
just
someone who recognizes that Ronan Sariot is someone who stands up for what
and
he believes in.
A mask.
Yeah. Well, it's Cam. It's not a mask. It's Cam.
No zipper?
Prophet Star Baby knows quality when she sees it, baby.
That's right. It's a higher standard. Anything else you'd like to say, Star Baby?
No.
Okay. No. Just you pledge your undying love to Ronan Sariot.
Right.
Okay. Can I get you to say, I'm Prophet Star Baby, and I pledge my undying love to Ronan Sariot on What the Hell?
I am Star Baby, and I pledge my undying love to Ronan Sariot, What the Hell?
Excellent.
All right.
That'll be a promo. Okay, so that's how that shit works. Ronan Sariot, your cam is not hiding the redness that is seeping through it.
Ooh.
Glow, glow.
Glow, glow.
Blush.
All right.
That rocked.
And Mad Punk of Evil says, I love that Ronan too.
Hi, you're in What the Hell. Who's this?
Ronan Templar Knight.
Ronan Templar Knight.
Right. Yeah.
The Defender of East.
And that's quite the picture you got of yourself up there on the page with the scope on it and everything. That's fucking raw. I totally dig that, man. That's awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. First thing I got to tell you is that story, little bit of alteration to that. That's not exactly what happened.
Oh, what happened there? Sorry.
He didn't have a knife. I had a knife.
Oh, there he is, God! In true Sariot fashion.
So I didn't think, I thought maybe stabbing him would be kind of wrong.
Well, would you just run through that, and what kind of knife do you use?
Knife?
Well, I usually carry with me either it's a Folding Combat from Fury. It's a nice simple tip, and it has a serrated blade about an inch and a half long down the length of the blade. The whole blade's about 7 inches long.
Okay.
That is backup. I usually carry a Knuckle Guard Sentry. It comes with a shoulder strap, shoulder case, everything. I mean, it literally comes with a holster that comes with it. Buckle it to your belt, you can keep it hidden. The handle is pure Krytex. Krytex covering over steel. The blade is about 5.5 to about 6 inches long. It's nice.
Ronan Templar Knight, where are you from?
it doubles as a brass knuckles if you need to.
So, Ronan Templar Knight, where are you from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm coming to St. Louis, Missouri to visit you. I have found a kindred spirit.
Oh, yeah. Ronan, so tell us the story, Ronan Templar. What's the score here? Like, what actually happened there?
Well, I'm just walking down the street as normal. I did not have my sunglasses on. I usually wear my just regular specs when I'm walking down the street. Comes up to me. I'm automatically thinking, this guy's either a bum, he's going to do something. There's something about it that just automatically triggers.
Body language.
Starts, walks up to me, looks at me, and goes, give me all your money, asshole. My first reaction is, fuck you, and keep right on walking.
Uh-huh.
I'm not stopping for this guy.
Right.
Grabs me and then says, give me all your money, asshole. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this guy wants to tangle. He didn't pull out a knife, so I'm assuming he wasn't armed. If he had a gun, he would have used it already. Takes one swing at me, I thought, that's it. Hit him in the head, and he did one of those full body falls.
I've seen those. Those are fun.
Oh, okay. And then what?
And then I just basically stomped on his chest till I had his ribs break.
Excellent!
Went to the neighbor across the street, called the cops. Cops came over. I basically told them, this asshole tried to mug me, so I got danced on his chest for a little while. They took him away. Went to the hospital. I haven't heard anything about it from any cop yet. I was really sitting there thinking for a minute, I'm going to get hauled in there.
Oh, yeah.
They want to arrest me. And
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sean, does this story sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you're just that straight up with the cops, and they were cool with it.
Oh, no. Well, most of the cops around here are actually pretty cool about that kind of stuff. When I was on my 21st birthday, a friend of mine, who is now a police officer, we threw a big party. It lasted for 3 days. We were shooting beer cans off the back of a PVC pipe with fireworks.
Now that's
no
a party.
Came the entire time.
Right.
Not one cop. So, no, they're pretty cool around here, you stuff type of stuff. Most of the time.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
I was working, talking about a secure box. I'm working on two right now. One is wired so that when you flick a switch, there's a secondary power to it. You have to see them coming for this one. You flick a switch, the entire box turns into a giant electromagnet.
Wow, that's really cool.
That wipes the RAM, that wipes the BIOS, that wipes the hard drive, that wipes everything.
Sweet. Is this thing pretty easy to assemble?
Huh?
Is this thing pretty easy to assemble? Like, could we put the plans out for this?
It's not yet. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm still very much in the building phase. Once I get it built, I'll post screenshots of it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like an as-you-go kind of photo, like how-to thing?
Yeah. And then I have a friend of mine. He's good at drawing technical blueprints. He can draw one up.
Okay, awesome. And we can actually print those off and set up books and everything. That'd be fucking wicked.
The other thing is there's a dual power supply in back. The top of it's lined with lead because there's a giant electromagnet there.
Right.
Full server tower. All the CD, the hard drives and all that stuff are stored at the bottom. Up at the top, there's a giant electromagnet holding on a larger magnet. You know, the top is coated with about 2.5 inches of plastic.
Okay.
So if the power's cut for any reason, that magnet falls.
Oh, I see. Oh, and then it lands on the hard drives.
So unfortunately, if you have a power outage, you have to buy a bunch of new hard drives?
Well, you have to have an up-hooked up for that. And then after it becomes necessary, you can always open the case and pull the thing out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it's assumed that they'll unplug it from the ups if they're going to take it away.
Yeah, so they're going to yank it. They're going to yank the thing. Cause the ups,
oh, yeah. They cut all the cords. It'll
still works anyways.
The ups is like 75 goddamn pounds. I'm not going to move that thing.
Yeah. All right. No problem, man. That's a wicked, wicked idea. And I definitely am looking forward to seeing the plans for that.
All right. Got one last thing.
What's that?
Prophet Holy Dio asked me if I called in, I have to mention his website. Because he's got a project on there called Death by Crack.
Oh, yeah!
I mentioned this. It's,
I heard about this.
At geocities.com/prophet_holydio.
Okay.
Basically, it's just a way to kill off the trendy people by telling them to smoke crack whenever they can.
And it's great, and we can make a whole lot of money by selling them crack.
Hell yeah. get rid of the unwanted section of society, and then... That's what we need.
That's right.
Isn't that what they did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they only did it to the Indians and the blacks.
I'm talking about what we want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so, unfortunately, you're using the same methods that we bitch about all the time.
Oh, yeah, but it works, but we're using it on
But it's
people.
All right, because we've decided who we're going to use it against.
Necessary. If your enemies are going to use it, you use it.
That's absolutely it. Jeet Kune Do, baby. All right. Well, we're just kidding about everybody selling people crack stuff. That's a big
That's
joke.
Bad.
That's a joke. All right, so just a bit of a disclaimer there. Say what the hell, brother?
What the hell?
Rock.
All right. So there's some people listening that probably tuned in from Shoutcast because we're, like, way up in the stats. You can chat with us on the IRC and the Rant Radio channel in the other side servers or go to the webpage www.rantradio.com and click on chat because, wow, we get way up there because we have a lot of listeners.
Who the hell's that?
Could be anyone. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet No Deal.
Hey, No Deal. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I've been trying like a madman to get on the line.
Nothing.
Have we heard?
No. I have something to say.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Project Digital Da Vinci because it's been kind of stalling for the last little while because I've been really busy and I think Mixtra has too.
Digital Da Vinci. Okay. Explain what that is.
Okay. Project Digital Da Vinci is the new Prophet site. Which is basically the bare bones of what Nixter, and I think he has a Decker working with him as well, have laid down, and I did a theme for it. And the two of us were emailing back and forth and saying about and talking about what we wanted for content on it.
Yeah.
Saying stuff like, we want to have a lot of cult art on there, we want to have cult music, we want to have cult poetry, we want to have cult writing.
Right, just a collection of what the prophets have done.
Exactly, and we want that to be the comprehensive like media source for the prophets.
Right.
And I know that it kind of sounds like it might be a duplication of some of the stuff that's already on the major cult site.
Right.
But I see the prophets as being, we are the media arm of cult.
Right, and this is probably not exactly cult-related. It could be anything that people made up, right?
Exactly.
Right.
It should be a place that the prophets can showcase, or actually any other cult member if they really, really want to, if it's art.
Right.
Want to showcase their work.
Maybe categorized by the person who has submitted it.
Exactly.
Like, let's take a look at this prophet's one or this one. So what's the problem that you're having with this that you need?
Well, first of all, we're going to need, once we actually get the layout done and all the sections broken up, which I plan to do in the next couple of weeks, I've been really busy with school, but once we get that all up, then we're going to need a lot of media, we're going to need a lot of submissions to get this thing and get some meat on the bones of this thing.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Not at all. We've already got a ton of it on our site.
Yeah, you can just leech it off there, anybody who submitted it there.
Okay, there was one thing I did ask for that I posted on the page, and I sent around ICQs and stuff like that, asking for people's web pages, because I want to have a comprehensive list of everyone's web page, listed by clan and name on the website.
I'm going to be something that's already going to be in NIDUS, so I don't want to, have everybody do the same thing. I know that I keep on, talking about this thing, but I want to just, I'm working on it. I've been working till 2 o'clock in the morning every night of the week for the last week and a half.
So maybe you can talk to APOC about incorporating it into NIDUS, so that only cult members can actually view it.
Well, the prophet, I don't care about the Digital Da Vinci project. That I don't care about. Wherever it's going to be housed, that's fine. I'm already working on the list. Actually, if people want to start emailing me their, web addresses and things, there's going to be a list of all the sites of the clan, the cult members, and there's going to be sites that are, just some stuff that we think is really cool, like, Antiterran allies that we have, and
and whatnot. There's also a site called Soldiers, which I've been meaning to do a post on for quite some time, but that's another thing. So
yeah, maybe resources for each clan. It's like, oh, this is good for Ronins, this is good for Gargoyles.
Exactly, and rather than stepping on each other's toes, what we'll do is everybody will be able to band together and work together and come up together. You and APOC can talk about this more, eh?
Okay, I was thinking, then, on that whole note, I think that maybe it'd be important that all the project leaders in cult actually start talking to each other more so we don't duplicate stuff.
Yeah. Hey, there's a good idea!
Actually, if all the project leaders, I'm sorry, if all the project leaders want to email me, let's get into NIDUS. Right now, the BBS, the bulletin board system, is working in NIDUS, and you guys can all message in there, and we can have a channel that's just for project leaders, and you can start communicating through that so everyone can see what's going on.
That would be absolutely fabulous.
It is very, very cool. Also, it's understood that a project leader, anybody can start a project, okay? It's not like, oh my God, they have another rank, it's a project leader. No, it's what they're doing. These guys start up a project and then they go with it, okay? Yeah. And
is it good to ask you about it first and say, yes, Ding, you can go ahead with that? Or
well, if
depends if it's controversial, I suppose, right?
If they want to be if they want to be going as a cult project, they have to talk to me.
Yeah.
They have to talk to me, and then I'll go, yes, I agree with that. Yes, I loan my support to that, and cult will back you on it. If they can't just say, I'm going to go out and start destroying white hate sites. Good idea, but unfortunately I can't back that because it infringes on freedom, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So that's very cool, but yeah, that's an awesome plan. We got to get that moving.
I guess that's it. What the hell?
All right. So if you want to phone in,
okay. We still got another
number.
20 minutes here. You
Woo-hoo.
Can call in and call often. Call early.
Call early.
Fluff, fluff, fluff. What is that... What is that Soldiers site? We should plug that. Those guys.
I don't know if somebody knows what the Soldiers site is. What's it about?
www.soldierx.com. Hit it.
Soldier X?
Yeah.
Okay.
Soldierx.com.
Is it more? It's a Ronin site?
No, it's a Decker site. It's like
Decker.
It's sort of like Cult.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nomad Terrell.
Hey, Nomad Terrell. How
Hello,
you doing?
Nomad Terrell.
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. What's been what's going on your end?
Well, I'm just actually calling to put a little bit of an update for that meeting at the P&E on Saturday.
Sure.
If anybody gets there late, they can page me, and I can come and meet them at the gate.
Oh, okay. Are you guys using the that meeting point that I just discussed?
Yeah, at the statues at the corner of Renfrew and East Hastings. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what's the deal there? Everyone's going to go from there into the P&E and hang out, or what?
Yeah. We're just going to go and hang out for the day, and you know, meet each other, hang out, go play some games, get on some rides, maybe get sick, you know.
That kind of a thing.
That's all good, man.
I think that's an awesome plan. Okay, so are you going to give your pager number out?
Yeah, the pager is 979.
2-888-979-2888.
Right. If you just want to punch in the number 5858, which translates on your telephone as KULT.
Right.
And I've also posted that in the forum on the site as well. So if you need it, just let me know.
All righty then. Good plan.
So everyone in the prospective cities, please start dialing those numbers.
No.
That's in Vancouver.
That's in Vancouver.
All right. So, and that's for the Sabbath meeting this Saturday.
Sabbath meeting is Saturday at noon at the gates of P&E.
All righty.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Now, we have an evil fridge in here that houses Dr. Pepper only, pretty much.
Yeah.
And every 15 minutes after it's cooled down enough, it starts to shake.
That's not a good description of what it does.
What does exactly... You're sitting beside it.
It tries to grab me.
The word we're struggling here with is an electronic convulsion.
I have to live with that thing, okay? I try and... It wakes me up
it's
in the middle
fridge.
Of the night. It's amazing.
It's evil.
It's my fridge.
It's evil.
It's been a mystery for some time as to exactly where all the pepper goes, but now we all know the fridge consumes it.
It depletes over the week. It's always empty on Sundays.
It gets the caffeine jitters.
It's the evil cult fridge.
Evil.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Nomad Buck X.
Hey, Buck X.
How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Not much. I'm all moved over to Edmonton now.
Oh, you finally got over there.
Yeah, I've been here for a couple weeks. I've been trying to call in, but all these crazy assholes are calling in.
Those idiots.
Talking me off.
Talking about nothing. Jeez. And Buck X.
When you could be talking about nothing.
That's right. Buck X is trying to phone in saying important things.
Yeah.
I would never talk about nothing.
Okay, what do you have to say?
Okay, well, go. You have 30 seconds.
What's up, buddy? What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call. I wanted to say thanks to APOC again.
Yes.
Sending me a package.
Yes. A, a, a bit of software that he needed that, without getting into too much detail.
It's all freeware, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was some freely available.
Postcardware.
Well, being
a Linux distribution.
Yeah, it was a Linux distribution.
That's because he couldn't get it.
Public GNU, you know.
Just moved there, didn't have his internet connection. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, I need to get it.
It was great, and thanks a lot. Anyway, also another thing, what's going on with me? I just thought I'd try and get a little sympathy from everyone called.
Muffin.
Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday. It turns out I have a small duodenal ulcer.
Oh, no. What's a duodenal ulcer?
Just like an ulcer at the base of my stomach, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shitty.
It's fun stuff. Well, they thought I had gallstones, so this is a lot better.
Oh, you take this ulcer over gallstones, brother.
Is this better?
Any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, hands down. Yeah, gallstones are a motherfucker.
Actually, that reminds me of a story, right? But I'll get that.
Okay, right on, baby. Anything else?
I just thought I'd call in and say hello.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
What's the story?
No, the story I read in a medical journal is apparently that there's been some medical testing going on. And
I'm Jack's ulcer.
No, with ulcers, from what they can tell, is actually not really necessarily stress-related. No. It's actually more related to a particular type of bacteria that's found in improperly processed milk.
Yeah. Damn milk.
Really?
That damn milk.
No, it's the bacteria is
steamed.
The bacteria
vegan,
is normally...
Go, vegan! Go, go!
The bacteria is normally there in your stomach. In all of our stomachs, we do have it, but if...
It's not the, Sam's stomach.
If the stress gets out of level...
I'm sure it is.
It causes that bacteria to become more common than anything else.
Yeah.
And they...
That's acting up.
Besides eating, you know, the normal stuff that's floating around in your stomach, they also happen to like the lining of
tasty
your stomach.
Lining.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Tasty mucus.
Well, your stomach lining is made out of protein, just like the stuff that you're eating. So
they like that protein, and once
please
they
turn off that microphone when no one's talking into it.
Once,
it's evil.
Once they
or
eat enough of it,
don't
they
pass it around, you know, like...
That's why you should eat my microphone.
Once they eat enough of the mucus, your stomach acids themselves start eating through the wall of your stomach.
They're
this
hungry.
This is what an ulcer is.
So it's like ow.
My father had an ulcer, and the only way they could treat it way back then was to simply change your diet, and hopefully that would create the right balance and kill off what was ever in your stomach. And eventually,
your diet thing.
Now, all you need is one fucking medication.
Yeah, antibiotics.
Yeah.
Very simple.
A version of antibiotics.
A version of antibiotics that is specific for your stomach, and voila, a couple weeks later, it's all cured.
Drugs are for pussies. Walk it off.
Walk it off. 10 miles, and it'll be
you've
gone.
Been speaking to my grandmother again, haven't you?
Yeah.
That mask is on too tight, right?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Plutonium. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Airdrie. Where's that again?
That's just
Alberta.
North of Calgary.
Alberta, yes. Airdrie, Alberta. I think I've been there, actually.
Yes, I have.
All right, so what's going on, buddy?
Sympathies.
I'd just like to say that I've been spreading the virus a bit. My girlfriend joined cult.
Excellent.
It's always good with the support of the spouse.
What's the girlfriend's name?
Prophet Pandora.
Ah, I remember that.
She new blood, or is that...
Yeah, she's new blood.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
So, is she reacted okay to this, or is she like, oh, well, I might as well be in it, too?
Oh, no, she was good about it. She's totally into, like, anti-establishment, et cetera, et cetera, you know.
Is she there now?
No, she's not in IRC. No, she lives in Calgary, so.
Oh,
I see. So this is kind of a long distance thing.
It's not that long distance.
It's about the drive from Vancouver to Surrey, actually.
It's really pretty cool.
Okay. Sorry, my geography's off. I'm all fucked up.
You didn't live there, so.
Is she
Airdrie?
Alberta.
Airdrie, Alberta.
When I was going to the university there, I had a friend who lived in Airdrie, and it was
Pretty
short drive.
Cool. So what did you want to say, Buzz?
I'd also like to say that Ronin Shoveler, Vampire Malkav, and Vampire Marius are friends of mine. We all live in the same city, you know?
Excellent. It's always good when you all live together and then near each other, and then you can have meetings really easily.
You guys
when you get enough.
You guys should start setting up your own Sabbaths and stuff, because that's the whole plan.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Airdrie becoming quickly a cult city.
Airdrie becoming a cult domain. I'm just going to, in the Virus Manifesto, I'm in the back of the Virus Manifesto.
Remind them about that. When is it done? Is it done yet?
No, I'm working on it. I'm getting 2 or 3 pages done a day, actually, which is not bad for writing. And it's good shit. But in the back of the manifesto, I have a list of recommended media, which is including television shows, movies, websites, books, everything. Yeah, television shows. Some television shows.
There are some good ones.
Oh, there's some old ones, like The Prisoner, like the old Max Headroom show, like things like that. The old Max Headroom rocked. It was all about how television dominates society. And these like Deckers used to run around and like fight against the corporate world with about through television. And Max Headroom was this consciousness. It was a brilliant fucking show. Years ahead of its time. That's why, of course, it died. But
hey, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. Wasting my 8 cents a minute.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Sorry. But in any case...
Max Headroom was cool before he turned into a Coke spokeshead.
Didn't it start as a Coke spokeshead?
That's what I thought.
I believe so. Yes, he did, actually. He did start as a Coke spokeshead, and then he became...
Spokeshead.
something more, and then he became like... He was the first of the real cyber culture that started to come along. And then what they did was they went to the film Blade Runner, and they looked at that dark... cyber future thing that I'm so looking forward to, and
can't wait for it to come.
Where
there's Dak hanging himself.
Uncle Dak will hang himself.
He'll have to move to the woods and do a shack.
Because I shouldn't say.
They won't know way enough. Now that one ain't got no neck.
that's okay. When Uncle Dak offs himself, we'll keep him alive as a head in a jar.
That's right.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it just be the ultimate? Wouldn't it be the ultimate irony to like go take Jack and do a technical consciousness transfer into a program?
Ghost in the shell.
Ghost in the shell.
Dak could be all mad.
I hate my body.
I hate computers, motherfucker. I'm gonna get on this floppy disk and knock him off.
It'd always be crashing.
Yes, I am.
ESD every day.
Damn straight. Blue screens for everybody.
Check this out. It's Uncle Dak. Boo doo doo doo.
You've got Dak. So
I will blue screen every fucking one of you.
Okay. Except for the Linus guys. Yeah, share another call.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Nomad Plastic.
Nomad Plastic. Another new blood. How you doing, buds?
Fine.
Where are you calling in from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, far away.
And how did you find out about Cult?
On Shoutcast.
On Shoutcast?
Really? You just saw us in the listings and listened, and then, wow.
Yeah,
it's cool.
On the website. It's all Cult. Joined.
So, why? Why did you do it?
Well, I guess the belief, you know, like, helping people, you know, I don't know.
You just like the feeling of it?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
It feels good.
It feels fuzzy. It's a fuzzy feeling. Isn't it, Sean? How would you describe the feeling of Cult?
Oh, very masturbatory.
If it was a carpet kind of thing, like you could feel.
If it was a carpet, it'd be wrapped around a monkey, which is on my back, that hits me in the head with a ukulele every minute of every day. That would be the feeling of Cult.
Association with Sean Kennedy.
Yeah. So
those damn ukuleles.
What did you want to call in for, bud? You just want to say hey or what?
I guess that's pretty much it.
Okay, man. Okay, that's cool. Make sure that you have you got ICQ installed?
Yeah, I got all the like messages, like 100 of them.
Right on.
No kidding, huh?
All right, buddy. Say what the hell?
What the hell?
So we encourage every cult listener and to go down to their local airport and you know, shake their tambourine and flowers. Spread the virus.
Just so you know, if you're gonna sponsor people to get in Cult. They miss a lot of Cult if they don't have ICQ.
Yeah.
I still get applications from people who don't have ICQ installed. If you're going to talk to people about it, not that like I really want to push ICQ or anything.
It's just the way it works right now.
It is free, and it is one of the easiest and most distributed ways for us to contact and communicate with each other. So you should make sure, talk to them, say, yeah, you should join Cult. And before you send in your application, make sure you get an ICQ number happening, because, wow, are you ever going to get talked to? You see what I mean? So that's a good plan so that people who don't have ICQ, who are listening, I know, it's shitty. Bite the bullet. Install ICQ. Is there a Linux version of ICQ?
There's tons of ICQs for everything.
That's what I wanted to say.
You don't have to have ICQ. There's a billion different versions.
That's what I wanted to say about the Cult chat was, if we're going to actually make this a Cult
you can make it compatible
thing, we have to, yeah, we have to make it Linux.
We don't even have to. I think there's free ICQ server clones. You can just install a Linux server with an ICQ clone. Why write a chat from
scratch? It's all there.
That said,
skin it.
Pretty cool.
Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly, write one that is called specific, fine. But yep.
Would it be compatible with existing ICQ?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. You just add it as a different server number.
Yep. You say, we connect to this server.
Oh,
and this
really?
Is cult only.
Oh, I see.
Is there ICQ software that isn't bringing in all the stupid ads?
Old versions.
Old versions and ICQ compatible ones.
How are you guys getting stupid ads? I don't understand.
Like when you send web pages, it's right at the bottom. Files do it now too.
I'd also.
I see that doesn't bother me.
People send me like URL for like Russian child porn. That would
right there.
You know, honestly, that doesn't bother me.
Are you fucking with me on that one?
Yeah, but you can turn that off. You can turn that off. You say, don't accept anybody that's not in my list.
Yeah, there's...
You will never get any of those ever again.
Are you serious?
Hot, horny teen pics at this
How do you turn that off?
It's in the options. Do not receive any messages from people not in my list. It's in the preferences.
Oh, but you can't just say...
No, you can accept new people. You say, authorize. Okay, I'll authorize you. Now you can send me messages.
I see.
Because I don't think I have all the ICQs of everybody in my office, and I use basically mostly
apps. See, to me, it doesn't matter if they send me a message. It annoys me when they send me
an authorization to never talk to you.
That annoys me too. And I'm still keeping up the list.
Because I was watching an old What the Hell, and you're like complaining about that. If you're going to add me to your list, give me a message.
Every day I get people adding me to their list. And they don't send me a message. They just add me to their list. I add them to mine and put them under contact. I have contacts and contact message. If you're under contact, that means you've contacted me but sent me no message. Why would you add me to your list if you're not going to send me a message? What's the whole point?
I have a category called Freds. And anybody, Freds. Just because Fred's a derogatory term in biker speak. Anyways, so I have it on auto accept for everybody. Because I don't want to waste my time clicking twice when I can just click once.
Yeah.
So, I walk in every day, and there I am, home from work. 47 new people have added. Okay. Freds. Done. Problem solved.
What is a Fred in biker speak?
Fred is a guy who's got like a $5,000 bike. He's got $1,500 of the body armor on. He's got a perfect haircut. And he's there with his girlfriend, who is the exact same, except she's wearing makeup, too. And you get them on the trail, and they instantly break a limb. That's a threat.
Okay, we got a call.
Or they instantly forgot they had something else to do as soon as they get on the trail and go, whoa, the trail.
The trail.
All right, so what do we got here?
Hi, Aaron, what the hell is this?
You got a guess.
We got a guess. Who is this?
You have to say more than you got a guess for us to guess.
It's probably Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto. That's a good hint. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, my connection was pissing me off, so I called.
So you'd rather hear us live on the telephone, then?
Yeah.
Cool. So did you want to... what did you want to say, bud?
I always have something to say until I call, and I can't remember.
You know what? There's this thing called a pen...
Write it down.
And you want to write...
What happened last time you phoned?
No, leave them alone. It's a Poison Cheeto. Poison Cheetos act very strangely.
That's true. They've been known to do that.
Produce of Poison Cheetos are extremely nasty.
Ask him if he remembers what he was going to say last time when he forgot.
What?
It's just a side effect.
Name your favorite boy band and say what the hell.
Metallica. What the hell?
Totally made up for it.
Oh my god.
I almost think that's an insult to boy bands.
Okay, votes around the room.
Oh, okay.
Who thinks he sounds like Lieutenant Major Zombie?
Right here.
Okay, everyone in the room.
Okay, but that can be said about half the callers.
Sounds. No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry, but he
don't actually agree with
that.
I was just carried along by the peer pressure.
I gotta get...
He doesn't speak.
Three-way calling with... Poison Cheeto and Lieutenant Major Zombie and see what comes of it.
It'll never happen. They're both one and the same.
Zombie would have come up with that. Name your favorite boy band. Metallica.
No, you wouldn't have done
that's
that.
Like, bang. That was like instant.
He would have said,
fucking brilliant.
What?
What?
Or nothing at all.
Hey, yeah. Lay off him with Lieutenant Major Zombie.
No.
He's funny. That's so good. Favorite boy band, Britney Spears is pretty good. And we have one more caller.
Last caller.
Hi, you're the last caller of the night. And what the hell is this?
This is
Ronan Zipper Boy.
Another Ronan. Excellent.
Where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm calling from Ames, Iowa.
Ames, Iowa. What's going on down there?
Not much. I just want to make a plug for a fucking sweet movie.
What's a sweet movie?
It's called Six String Samurai. It's something every Ronan should watch at least once.
What's this about?
Dak agrees.
This is a great movie about this guy, and he's got a guitar and a samurai sword, and he goes around and he kills people.
It sounds like a
Excellent.
It sounds like a better version of El Mariachi or Desperado.
Kind of. Anyways, but the cool thing is, this is after the Russians have attacked and we all died.
So it's like Red Dawn?
Kind of. But it's like there's this one city called Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And Elvis, who was the king, just died. They're looking for a new king. So this guy with his samurai sword has to go around and kill people to become king.
This is mighty. And this film is called
Six String Samurai.
Heavy
formage.
The soundtrack by the Red Elvises.
Oh, yeah.
After I watched this movie, became one of my favorite bands. They're fucking
rock. Okay, that's awesome. I want you to send me, if you can get me some info, maybe we can look it up in Internet Movie Database and get the details on that. The Six String Samurai. That's an excellent media submission, dude. Thanks.
Damn straight.
Rock on. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Okay, that's another
very,
thing.
Very, very cool.
For the recommended media, now that we got everybody
in
the room.
Movies, books. Right?
And they're all there. If you have something that you want to recommend in the Virus Manifesto, because I have not read everything, despite what some people think.
really?
You've read everything.
All seeing,
no,
all
I
knowing.
Just have a mind for a couple of quotes. What you want to do is email me with a heading of either it's a book or a movie or a TV show or something like that that you think would look good as a recommended media that frees your mind, allows you to think differently, think and make your own decisions, make up your own minds, things like that, so that people can check it out on the end of the Virus Manifesto. Okay, so send me your media submission, favorite books, all that kind of stuff. Stuff that helped define you and help bring you towards the direction of cult. Things that helped you realize and wake you the fuck up. Alrighty, so...
There's a six-string samurai.
There's a six-string samurai made in 1990.
A mysterious and powerful hero in the of the classic kind.
Okay,
Vegas needs a new king.
299, 6.1 out of 10.
6.1 out of 10.
And, well, there's one.
This film wallows in camp and knows it. Watch this with an open mind and you'll have a good time.
Oh,
no, wallows
no,
in
no,
camp.
No, it is. It's fucking hysterical. It is really, really fucking funny.
I repeat, grand fromage.
Oh, yeah. It's buku otu fromage.
The only film I've ever seen that was more cheesy that I loved was Hell Comes to Frogtown. Which
well,
is about
amazing.
The same. Which is about the same
Roddy,
level.
How can you not like Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Oh,
as the last sterile man in the world. That was fucking
man.
Sterile man in the world. That's
bad
porn.
Fertile man.
Fertile man in the world. The last fertile
like
man
a bad
in the world.
Porn.
He wrote the script himself, right?
No.
All right, so let's go around the room and say goodnight from everyone in the fucking house.
IRC.
Yeah, we'll do the IRC first, and then we'll go around.
I'm pretty sick of this IRC thing, though.
What's going on?
Too many damn people.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
We've got a lot of people in the house.
All right, I'm going to do this.
We need some elevator music over the top.
Okay, we've got Gargoyle Echo, Cenobite Firefly, Decker Format RR, Decker Integrity, Kodiak, Decker Live, Pele, Urbanite Tie, Hunter Orion, Eat Me Sim.
Okay.
That's pretty high.
Who was that?
Some guy said Eat Me Sim. FT Paradox, Rooster, Gargoyle Breaker, Josh K, MTR, Rasnikolikov. Hoongun, Emilio, Soul Reaper, Nomad 316, Buck X, Half Elf, Infaloop, Judas Kexler, Plastic, Rabid Wombat, Turrell, Nomad Poison, Cheeto, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Battleaxe, Broken Fork, Holy Deal, Music God 1, No Meals for No Deal. We got Romeo Jr., sorry Romeo, you must die, Smokehouse, Soul Trance, Spidey, Spider, Star Baby, who loves Ronin Theriot?
Yeah, baby, yeah!
And then we got Tenchi UK, UXP, Zerstor, Ronin Templar Knight, Ronin Zipper Y, Balkans John.
Welcome.
And then non-incult, we have Flavaway, Hoongan Scarecrow is Jovial Midget, Crazy Fuck, Moldy Jello, Neo New, Omnibus Animus, Prophet Scribe, hey, Scribe, Pseudo, PV, Razor, Tyrell, Valorum and Ace. With
and
battery.
Next time, let's have Sim do it. He does it much faster.
Well, it's not about speed. It's about commitment. Anyway, so.
It's not about speed. It's how well you say it.
It's how well you say it. So, hey, thanks
okay,
a lot.
Again, another
if you are not
Sim.
In cult and you'd like to learn more about cult, make sure you email join@thecult.org and you will be sent
you'll
a whole
find all about
of,
it.
That's KULT. And,
K-U-L-T.
And it will go
it's a
from
good
there.
Cult, not the bad cult.
It's a good, it's cult with a K, not a cult with a C.
It's a softer,
I'm sure all
cult.
Cults say that, but whatever.
True.
It's a good cult, not a
we're
bad
cult. We're the good cult.
Cult.
We're the good religion.
It's well, an it's invasive, funny. Not a repressive
at least,
cult.
At least we don't worship a fucking comet.
It's funny because now...
No Nikes for you, and no comets either. Okay.
Whenever I see cults spelled the proper way now... Whenever I see cults spelled the proper way now, I'm thinking it says, like, salt or something. It doesn't look right to me anymore.
Salt. Salt. Okay, let's go around the room.
Such a soft K.
Let's go around the room and say goodnight, starting with the girl on the far left.
Far, far left.
Far, far left.
Good night.
Okay, then we have Enki.
Hi, that was lackluster. I expect better next time.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Give me the mic.
Wow, abusive much? Okay, and then we have...
This is Ronan Syria, the first Ronan saying goodnight. And Prophet Star Baby, I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you soon.
Nomad signing off. Okay, we got Ronan Medic.
Farewell to all from Ronan Medic. Play safe.
200% sexy.
Sexy.
EVM. Okay.
That's a hairball.
Hey, wait a second. You're James Brown.
There we go. Your old Uncle Dak.
Good night from your old Uncle Dak, and I will now do the Dance of the Three Snakes.
No. Don't do that.
All right, that's great.
I was going to ask, but I saw Satan look rather unhappy with that comment.
And, right. We just don't want to see it then, I guess.
If it's bothering Satan, it will probably bother me.
To hell you will not come.
Think of the people on the webcam.
All right, so Private Drexel?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not allowed to make comments like everyone else? No, that's fine. No. That's
no,
all right.
Allowed.
No, that's fine. Goodbye. You know, have
Sam's
a nice fucking week.
I mean,
we'll see you next fucking week.
Bye.
This is Gargoyle Apocryphus. Remember, no one loves a rebel until his cause is won.
That was really deep and shit.
Oh.
And then,
it's way too much.
I think I have to stab you. I think you're trying to use.
All right, sorry.
That's it. Nothing but popcorn for you for a week.
Popcorn for you?
You free-thinking fuck. Don't get any bright ideas. I'll fucking cut your hands off. Okay.
I'm afraid it'll be quite operational.
Okay, so... so yes, and this is... This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, drinking as much prune juice as he possibly can to actually look like Emperor Palpatine. And when the CIA kicks down my door, they'll say, ah, with every boot and door you kick in, you make yourselves more my servant.
Kennedy, you're coming with us.
Oh, I'm afraid my website will stay quite operational when your friends arrive. No!
You
go take this. Your MP5. Strike me down.
You're not
with all of your hate.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I do that really well, actually. It's starting to scare
too
me.
Well.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
I see the first wrinkle.
it's bad. You know, I'm getting that bad eye thing strong. Yeah. I want to do that blue
you got
lightning
the hood.
Shit.
You got
I
want to
do
hood.
That blue lightning shit. It's like, no, I'll never join you. I'm going to be a cop forever. Very well, cop.
Through the magic of Flash, we can make it happen.
All right, and that's good night from Sumerian.
Is it?
I
yep,
think so.
Good night from Sumerian. Join us again.
6 days.
For more mirth and merriment.
Mirth and merriment?
Six days, 21 hours. For all this again and again and again.
And, Red Rome.
And what show is next? 92 next time. Show 92? Number 92.
Show number 92.
We're closely approaching number 100.
Week 92.
Week number 92.
Week number 92.
We've got to do something for week 100. So maybe if
we'll
people
do it all naked.
Do it all naked. So if
oh,
whose benefit was
dear God, no!
As the usually the only woman in the room, I'm afraid I'll have to decline.
Okay.
All right, never mind. If we go naked, whose benefit is it for? It's more benefit for you to have all these.
If we're gonna go
great bodies.
If we're going to go naked, I'm going to campaign my entire body.
You can do that Demi Moore paint-on thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweet.
Paint on a cam seat.
Paint on Geely. Okay, so good night. We're going now.
Good night. Hey, wait.
Hold on.
Are you going to celebrate week 100 or week 104?
Why?
Well, week 104 is 2 years, whereas week 100 is not quite 2 years.
I see.
Why don't we celebrate both?
It'll benefit the viewers and listeners.
26 hours each.
Hey,
absolutely.
Week 104.
No, I kind of like it was insane about that. I'm
really?
No.
Week 104 is going to be like 2001.
52 weeks a year.
January something.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when someone doesn't have command decision.
Shut
it comes
down
to one person.
Where are you going, Sean? You have to be somewhere? It's 9:10.
No,
we used to do this show till 11 p.m.
104.
Yeah, 104.
No,
no, years.
I'm just pointing out.
You are, though.
We'll do a small 100 and a big 104.
Yeah, you wait an extra 4 weeks, a month, and then you're celebrating 2 years, which is the more natural.
Oh, I gotta agree with Drex that the
104 is going to be the big one.
Yeah.
2 years.
But after we can't celebrate twice.
But after 100 episodes, we can put it into syndication.
Can we? No. Gilligan's Island didn't go run that long.
What? Okay, in any case.
They're the most syndicated show in the world.
We almost have to say goodbye then, because we talked.
Okay, a round on the IRC. Sean,
no,
ready to go? I'm not saying it.
All right.
This is, till next time,
have
tell
a good
your
night,
friends,
everybody.
Tell your enemies, tell everyone.
Good night.
No, good night.
Good night. Good night.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.